of the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The journey of heaven is my journey and your journey. The journey of those who existed before us, the journey of us existing now, and those going to be coming. Remember in 1 Timothy 6, verses 7, he says, we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. Now we came from somewhere, and we are meant to make it back there. According to Philippians 3:20, he says our citizenship is in heaven, and we are waiting for our Savior from there. Now, many of our brethren were not able to know that our home is in heaven, and even to know how they will be able to understand there, and they get lost on this way, and they never made it back home. And the Father spoke in Jeremiah 22:10, do not pray for the one who dies there, that one who goes, but weep for they have not made it back to their home country. But as God is good, in this journey of heaven, bringing the book of remembrance to the clans, nations, and languages in the journey of heaven, that moved through the Bible for 7 years in the different series of the visions, in the dreams, in the trance, the azotas, the urim, and the famim, the spiritual transport.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But we're
still moving on.
We have
reached is a far.
And
we're still looking at the true seekers of God and His kingdom and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and they take off the seal from the book of God, of which He gave us a copy on this world.
It's
book, the Holy Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Today we are heading on to the third seal.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The seal of the spirit of understanding. The seal of the spirit of understanding. The eye of understanding of God. It's what we are heading on to be seeing. How does it work after seeing the first two seals? We saw the first seal of the Spirit of the Lord, the eye of God, the Holy Spirit places to glorify the Father and the Son, and the Father and the Son to glorify the Holy Spirit, and there never appears any other God except Him, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when we saw the second seal, the seal of the spirit of wisdom, the eye of wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And they explain that the spirit of wisdom in the Holy Scriptures,
he
works in separating the voice of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And now we head to the third seal, the spirit of understanding, the eye of understanding of God.
And
we want to see in the scriptures of truth, how does this seal help us? And how can we take it off the Bible and we want to understand? It's the same going to give us samples of voices of God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they speak through the prophets in the different seasons and
in
the different ways.
So
we look at the seal of the spirit of understanding, spirit of the seal of the spirit of understanding, the eye of understanding of God. Don't forget. We've been explaining this journey of heaven. We've been telling you that the Holy Spirit first saw all things, those which were above the heavens in the beginning, and he saw those which are after the creation of heavens and earth and their fullness. And he also saw those going to be coming, the new heavens and the new earth. Now when we saw, as his eyes appear seven, they are the seven spirits of God.
It
released them through the seven spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Yet today we want to be seeing the things of the Spirit of understanding how they move.
And
where we shall get a sample of how our Father speaks, how the Son speaks, and how the Holy Spirit speaks.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. But just as we began, Psalms 12 from verse 6 and 7. The word of God is purified 7 times. Let's read and we hear.
Zaburi esura ya 12 n'olunyiri olw'omukaaga.
Psalms chapter 12 from verse 6.
Ebigambo bya Mukama bibigambo ebirongoofu. Nga feza egezebwa ku kyoto ku nsi. Erongosebwa emirundi omusanvu.
Yes, you have a
praise
Amen.
Jesus. The words of the living God, they are flawless words. And they are purified 7 times.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. Purification, which is of 7 times, the word we are telling you, that the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the 7 spirits of God, and they are still the 7 eyes of God. Those who
have
been seen as we explained the beginning of the journey of heaven, that he always first saw as the eyes are, and he released through those spirits the 7 spirits, and he purified them in wisdom, in the understanding, in the counsel, and the power, and the knowledge, and the fear of God in the Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now in the Bible, do not expect any word which is not purified well, or which is not perfected well. All words are perfected well after being purified 7 times. And in Revelations chapter 1 verse
4,
when the words of God come to us, when the Bible was being gathered in heaven and the one we have on the world, it passed through the 7 spirits. Revelations 1 verses
4.
Yes, you have a zibwe.
Praise Jesus. That grace be unto you, which come from the one who was. We are heading then to see on what's above the heavens. The one who was in the beginning. And to the one who is, the creations of heavens and the earth which are today. When we speak of the one going to come, we speak of the new heavens and the new earth. All of them were gathered through the 7 spirits. That's why
he
said those which come from the 7 spirits of God.
Sometime
back we first moved the seal of the Spirit of God, and we saw there is no any other God except our Father, the Son, and the Word of God, the Lord Jesus, together with the Holy Spirit. We used to know as the Spirit of the Lord in the Old Testament.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Then when we reached the
second seal
of the Spirit of Wisdom,
yes,
praise Jesus.
When
we reached the seal of the Spirit of Wisdom,
when we
removed or it, you moved on show us we have to listen to the voice of the Lord.
To
understand the speech of our Father, the one in heaven, and his word, the Lord Jesus, together with the Holy Spirit. And
then
we look on the seal of the Spirit of Understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The seal of the Spirit of Understanding,
the
eye of the understanding of God. In this Bible, how did the Spirit of Understanding gather his words? How can you realize that now I'm moving through the Spirit of Understanding?
And
that I have filled the Spirit of Understanding in me.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When he speaks of the Spirit of Understanding, he's going to be bringing the principle or the order of the Word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And he speaks like this in Isaiah 28, verses 9. He spoke like this.
Isaiah 28 from
verse 9. Yes,
praise Jesus. He begins by asking us a question. Who will he teach knowledge? And to whom will he explain what's being preached? Truly the Bible was preached as its copy is in heaven, and we hold and have it on this world.
But
the way of understanding, how does it appear? As if he tells us you can enter into understanding. But now, how can you do that?
So
now, on the seven spirits of God, then the Holy Spirit gathered the Bible. If we have the Spirit of Understanding, who prepared this book in the different ways, he put scriptures in the different places, and he alone can help you how to gather them, to get it from one book
into
the Old or the New Testament, and you join them to get a full meaning. That's what we call the Spirit of Understanding of God.
He
moved on in Isaiah 28 verses 9. He says if he's to bring understanding to us,
it's
meant to move command by command.
So,
the Spirit of Understanding, the Holy Spirit is the one in charge of gathering these scriptures.
The
one who first saw others be put in one book and others in another book.
Now,
he alone can help you to come and gather them
and
give you the real understanding. That the light you can get. He moves on and he says, Isaiah 28 verses 10,
ekiragiro ku kiragiro, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Wano katono, au katono.
Praise
Jesus so much. The Spirit of Understanding is the one who decided to bring a specific reason and speaks upon it 2 to 4 commands. And he says, we shall not take one command. If it gets to come in Isaiah, let's put the same thing also in Micah.
that
it can bring the understanding.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
A person to hold and have that understanding. And that no person may change the Bible.
For
the one who will change what's in Isaiah, it will remain still in Micah.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But you can find it in the New Testament.
So
now the spirit of understanding moved on to put here a little and there a little.
Because
if the Bible was ordered very well,
the
spirit of understanding wanted us to sit down to seek in God. And we sit to seek in the book of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
That's why let them be 2 to 4 commands
to
bring in understanding. Let them be 2 to 4 scriptures and above. And then you bring the understanding. Why he said a scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. Two scriptures to four and above.
Now,
that's the spirit who brings understanding. Many people always see
it
and they meditate. And when they read the word in the Bible, they meditate and think over it. They can get understanding. But they said, it is not in meditating upon it. It's in joining its meds.
Different
scriptures which were brought to have the same meaning.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Then you bring out the understanding.
So,
now, as with the true seekers of God, seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, the kingdom of heaven, the way we can take off the seal
Bible.
On the book, the Bible, we get the full light of total understanding. Now the spirit of understanding gave us an order how things are meant to be.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When he says a little here and a little there,
is what?
He's ready. You have to get a scripture from the Old Testament and from the New Testament. Get verses from different chapters. Different chapters and you join them. And you bring out understanding.
So
now you shouldn't be there that you are meditating upon the word. And you think you'll get the revelation through that. For those who meditate thinking through that, they get a revelation.
He
would say through meditation, that's not where there is a revelation.
It's
not where there is understanding and knowledge.
He said
he wants a command by command. Command by command. 2 to 4 commands. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. 2, 4 and above scriptures. Here a little. And there a little. In the Old Testament and the New Testament, or in the different chapters which make up the Bible, and there you bring out the understanding. But not to get aside to meditate, and to read one thing, meditate upon it, and to begin to wonder what it means. Now, others went aside to meditate, and they said they have brought a revelation. But he says, if you begin to just meditate upon the word, you begin to bring persuading words, and they are not in the power of God.
You've
not been able to connect spiritual things with spiritual truth.
He
spoke in Songs of Psalm 7.
No, mubori is
in Ecclesiastes 7.
Mubori is musangwa, biri musangwa.
Ecclesiastes 7, 27.
Na agamba bwati.
And he said this.
Mubori is esula eyo musangwa, noro yiri lwa biri musangwa.
Ecclesiastes 7, verse 27.
Laba, kino chenina laba, bwayogera omubori is. Nganteka ekigambo, ekirala. Nganteka ekigambo, ekirala, kuchirala. Okuno nyesonga.
Yes, he was the
president.
Adamant, chiaraba kiechino.
They say the word so is this.
Ngadeke chigambo kuchirala.
When he attached a word upon another.
Asubro okuno nyesonga.
That he can look and search out the main issue.
Amakuru ndi wano kanewari katono.
The meaning a little here and a little there.
Ngadjamunda gane nkadewa
mnepumbia. From the Old and New Testament.
Wamu chapter zenja ulezikora kwa
yu. Or from different chapters making up the Bible.
Mubitabe vienja u.
In the different books.
Nari nani gane nari ite nyesonga na ukutegi.
He nails them to bring the reason and understanding.
Tututi demu uko katono.
Let's repeat it.
Omubulizi esula eyo musanvu n'olunyiriri lwabiri mu musanvu.
Ecclesiastes 7:27.
Laba, kino kye nalaba bwayogera omubulizi ng'anteeka ekigambo ekirala ku kirala okunoonya ensonga.
Nti bw'oba oli wa kunoonya ensonga,
if you to search out the main issue.
Yokutegeerera ddala.
Understanding well.
Oleeta ekigambo n'ogatta n'ekigambo.
You bring a word and join it upon a word.
Okugamba nti kiba kiragiro ku ki?
It's to say it's a command by command.
Kiragiro
command by command.
Kiragiro ku kiragiro
command by command.
Olunyiriri.
Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture.
I wouldn't know what it is.
There you're bringing out meaningful words. A little here in the Old Testament. A little here in the New Testament. A little here in the chapter of one book. You pick the scripture there. Even a little there. In the other chapter of another book. And I bring the scripture. Bring out meaningful words of God. Not been twisted at all. That's what we call the spirit of understanding. You moved on to make a preparation like this. In this book, the Bible. It gets to be very hard. Move on, read it and bring the understanding which God wants and which they exactly he meant. If you are not in the spirit of understanding.
Yes, you will
praise Jesus. Many people always say they are in spirit. When they speak tongues, they say they have gotten filled of the Spirit. When it comes to reading scriptures, they can't bring the understanding. And they forget that there are also demons which fall on your tongue and you speak tongues. You read of them. In 1 Kings 21-25. When demons fell on the tongues of the prophets, and they began to speak as demons were on their tongues, speaking out through them. Now we believe there are tongues the Holy Spirit gives, like in the Acts 2, when he caused them to speak. When he explained us in 1 Corinthians 14, he spoke them as gifts he gives. Another may not be given and another is given.
So
you may find someone out there speaking tongues and they say we are filled of the Spirit. But when it comes to understanding, they don't understand. You tell them, read for me here.
And
you say, I'm not getting revealed of this word.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So,
now the Spirit who is filled well, made up of the seven spirits of God. And to them who are filled of the Spirit, reach to see that you understand well the words of this book. Come to pass what he tells us in Proverbs 1:23, that accept my rebuke and I'll pour my spirit upon you and he will draw you to understand by words. Because the Holy Spirit himself gathered the Bible, and he's with the holy angels, the apostles and the prophets, in bringing it to us on the world, and they got it from the one in heaven. It still needs him to come be within us, the Holy Spirit. And it preaches it to us. And it teaches us. Come to pass what's in the book of 1 John. That we have the anointing in us which teaches us. Not just anointing of bottles they pour on you. Anointing called the Holy Spirit himself.
Anointing is
the anointing which can teach.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That can connect with what's in John. John 14:26. That when the Holy Spirit will come, he will remind you all things and will teach you all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. So naenga kanyobero rwaliro kutukute.
But the aspect we handle today,
tuchakute nyo tuli kumoyo no okutegera siru ye fananeria.
On the spirit of understanding how his seal is.
Era bugoji japo tegero tyandi wana elimu kuvako.
Take it off. How can you realize that now it's getting taken off?
Asto kotani kokwasaganya ibiragiro.
If you begin to
read
scriptures 2 to 4. Begin to understand the seal is getting off. When you connect scriptures 2 to 4 and above on one specific issue, now you know you've moved ahead to take off the seal. You begin to enter the spirit of understanding. You can connect to the Old and New Testament. See, you've entered in the spirit of understanding. Those you help even do what God has given unto you that moment. Lead them, bring the understanding of God to them. And you don't just try to invent them yourself. Find yourself being accused of a case of adding in scriptures. And you begin to speak beyond the scriptures. If you fail to get the spirit of understanding in you, it's easy to fall in the case of getting subtracted from scriptures and to add in them.
It's
easy to fall in the case of twisting in the word of God. And twist, get it in a direction which is different.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So
the case of twisting scriptures doesn't come from far. And the case of subtracting and adding scriptures,
the
it never comes from God. It begins from meditating upon God's words. You meditate bringing in your wisdom. Perhaps he was meaning this in this point. It's like today. If you read in Genesis, Genesis chapter 2, and you begin to read of the river which lay where Eden was. When you reach and read of those rivers, Genesis chapter 2, verses 8, and down there, and you see the rivers, river Euphrates, and you see Pison, and you see Gihon, and you see Tigris. And begin to say
that Eden,
Eden is meant to be where now? You begin now to meditate. According to the river Euphrates on the world, on the planet Earth, it passes around America, around Israel and Syria there. Maybe where is Gihon? Maybe Pison, where is that? You begin to be things of meditating. Now when
you
show you river Euphrates in heaven, for there is river Euphrates in heaven,
not a good one,
and it's so on this world. It's like
reading,
you say Hebrews 22,
we
will come in the city of God,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven, and you begin to meditate, say,
Atichitegeza Israeli ya wewali ya guru wawo.
It means around Israel, that's where heaven is.
Kubanga nauli na wewali Yerusalemu.
I heard Jerusalem is around Israel.
Bakugambi chichiri mukuru.
They have told you it is Jerusalem of heaven.
Oriho kuchinonyereza ake enyirire ndale zikulagirira.
Seek for other scriptures directing you where it is.
Yerusalem chiku bakugamba
ko Jerusalem they are telling you off.
Nova mukufumi kwanga bofumi kizotandika kufuna bifu.
When you meditate you begin to get wrong things.
Yes, he was raised Jesus.
So that's why I've told you. Some of fail speed, the spirit of understanding. They cannot bring total understanding.
But
they don't have a way to join words to bring out the meaning. Get right from the spirit of God of understanding itself.
They
cannot connect two to the four commands and above. Connect scriptures two to four scriptures and above. To connect from the Old Testament and the New Testament, different books making up the Bible, and bring the understanding of God in His children.
Yes, He was raised Jesus.
It can get to be very hard, yet it's very easy to subtract from God's word and to add in it, even to twist in it. If you dare not be able to move in this principle of this word, you know of one thing. The word of God, there are many under the sun
for
lacking the principle or the rhythm of the word of God
to
pass through under the spirit of understanding. This seal is a very major seal. It's in the Bible, but you cannot see on it. When you
look
on the Bible, you don't see any seal on it, but the seals are on the Bible. This is spirit you are speaking of. Not see him here seal this book. The words are filled of riddles in here. To untie these riddles that you can understand. The way to lose these riddles, join a command unto a word upon a word. A scripture to a scripture. And if it's not that, you fail to pass on that riddle.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
I mean,
according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12
details us this. Kubanga, omubiri nga bwe guli ogumu, ne guba ne...
1 Corinthians
chapter 2, verse 12.
Bakolinso ekisoke sura ya 2 n'oluyiriri lwa 12.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 12.
Naye ffe tetwaweebwa mwoyo gwansi wabula omwoyo oguva eri Katonda tulyoke tutegeerenga Katonda by'atuwa obuwa. Olw'ekkumi n'essatu. N'okwogera twogera ebyo si mu bigambo amagezi g'abantu bye gayigiriza.
Bwe tuba twogera oluvannyuma lw'okuba ntitwaweebwa omwoyo ava mu ggulu.
When we speak because we're given a spirit from heaven.
Tetusobola kwogera mu magezi g'abantu.
We can never speak in human wisdom.
Tetusobola kutandika.
It means we cannot begin.
Kufumitirizanga bwe tulowooza.
To meditate as we think.
Tuba tulina okuleeta ddala endowooza ya Katonda mu bantu.
Bring out the mindset of God.
Si kuleeta ndowooza za
not to bring out our thinking.
Ate bannange bwe kituuka ku njiri ebye twetaaga.
Which is the gospel of what we need.
Bannange abantu baagala abalowo boogere ku ndowooza y'abantu.
Friends, people want to speak of the mindset of the other.
Oli ayagala anyole ekyawandiikibwa paka nga kiri mu bwetaavu.
Another wants to twist the scripture till it reaches in your need.
Nga kifaanana n'embeera yo gy'olimu embi.
Appears in the evil situation you are in.
Yes, he was raised Jesus.
Amen. But remember, he God. Where
he
is sorrow, you may find him speaking joyful words and laughter.
Yes.
God, why do you speak words of laughter when there is sorrow surrounding us?
Yes, we have praised Jesus. And kuraba Yesu amrese kunsi.
For we since brought Jesus on the world,
ali wakuraga mwe mwana wangu kwenza
ndukira. In heaven he said, this is my son in whom I rejoice over.
Arengo mwade yoku mukuba.
Yet you have given him up to be beaten.
Chasanyu wa mukube musuguru kuona mwe.
Joyful to be beating him that you get set through that.
Kumanyiye katonda arabe yibiri wongo yibitari.
No, he's going to see things which are as if they're not.
Obe yibitari wongo yibiri
wongo. All things which are not as if they are. He sees how he will do that.
Kati yeto mungamanti urukuba waliwo mulema ayingi.
But you don't tell him because there's a lamb who is entered.
Ave ku summon ingeno jetuliko.
Let him stop the summon we are on.
Ade ku mulema asabirawo.
Focus on the lamb to pray for the lamb.
Umulema ajamna turawo.
You tell the lamb you sit there.
Ya yongere maso kusomesa.
He will move on into teaching.
Agenda okuvawo ngatambula.
As he gets from there, he is moving normal.
You
never get God from the truck.
So change that to put it
at now, what I wanted to bring to you is this. That when we are teaching, we
don't
accept the bring wisdom of men what they teach.
Or
what they understand of people what they bring. Because we got the real spirit from the Father. Speak the wisdom of the real Holy Spirit. The real understanding of God. And the most explained and says.
Bakolinso ekisoke sura ya kubiri.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 13.
No kwogera twogera ebyo si mu bigambo amagezi g'abantu bye gayigiriza. Wabula omwoyo byayigiriza. Bwe tugerageranya ebyomwoyo n'ebyomwoyo.
Kakati wuliriza.
Now listen.
Nti omwoyo mutukuvu.
That the Holy Spirit.
Bw'aba ayigiriza.
When he is teaching.
Era bw'aba asinzira mu gwe.
And when he is basing within you.
Akusuubira okugerageranya ebyomwoyo n'ebyaki.
He expects you to compare spiritual things with spiritual truth.
Kakati ebyomwoyo n'ebyomwoyo byebiki.
Now what are the spiritual things and the spiritual truth?
Bw'oba ogerageranya mu byawandiiki.
When you compare within the scriptures.
Tegeeza onookuddayo kiragiro ku kiragiro.
It means you have to get back command by command.
Kubanga bw'ayogera mu Yokaana essuula y'omukaaga.
When he speaks in John 6.
Eriwo enkaaga mu ssatu.
Verse 63.
Agamba.
He says.
Ebigambo bye mbagamba.
The words I say unto you.
Bwe mwoyo.
They are spirit.
Bwe bulamu.
And they are life.
Kitegeeza okugerageranya ebyomwoyo n'ebyomwoyo.
It means comparing spiritual things with spiritual truth.
Bye ebigambo by'omwoyo.
They are the words which are spirit.
Spoken
the Old Testament,
they will get them. Be
spoken still in the New Testament.
Yeah, you get them. Which tower you much put in the garden?
Spoken in one book, making Old Testament.
Naturally, you put in the garden.
Other book, making up the New Testament.
No, we get.
And you compare them up. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual truth. Right now with the teaching so far in this world.
Someone
brings a spiritual word and compare it with a physical word.
Yes, he was
praised.
The
man or that woman.
He
can read Ezekiel 37.
And
dry bones in the valley. And he compares that with your pocket which is dry. And the pocket is gotten dry.
Not about business.
Your business is gotten dry. It's not shifting on. Compared in these two things. When God spoke, was it meaning your pocket? I tell you, cases of subtracting from the word of God to add within it and to twist the word of God. They have spread all over the world.
And
God bring this book of remembrance.
Warning
us, we too, we are going to be following that course.
That
who still has an understanding to change when there's still time. I tell you, find a man
in
Ezekiel 37, and dry bones in the valley. He compares that with your pocket. As
the
verse 7, tell him these are the children of Israel. You can prophesy upon them and they get born again. And they get new flesh upon them. And they move on.
He
has already compared it with your saucepan. Now this comparison. They have tried to compare spiritual things with physical things.
Kubanga,
because when we get in truth, things we have in the physical but they came in the spiritual world. What is seen has come from the invisible, the unseen. But the spiritual is what can explain you the physical. Yet it doesn't appear like twisting it, but it brings an explanation. I give you an example. Don't you go in your mirror and you look at yourself and you see, I've seen myself, but have you ever really seen yourself? You, the inner man, just shows you what's inside you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
in all what I moved on to bring to you, many people can't move in the spirit of understanding. This still remains in the Bible for a long time. And they cannot take it off. To see that they move connect. To bring in the understanding.
Is another,
you see, the Spirit has moved on
to
them to explain. And they reach a time, a point, and pervert to another thing. They have begun as if they bring understanding. And they reach ahead, they pervert off track.
So,
seal of the Spirit of understanding, as it's in the Bible, that is how it moves. When you look on the Bible, you can never see it. Do you see any seal on that?
You know,
people know these seals which are onto this jelly, on the lotion and the medicines.
Now,
they look for the seal to see, they never see it. But the seal is just the seven spirits how they are. That's why they show the book in heaven and held seven seals. But when you open the seal like this, you can understand what's inside it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Don't you see you read the word like this? But the spirit is within the word.
So he
spoke in John 6:63. I said to you, they are spirit itself, and they are life.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus. But you may not see the spirit. But now the spirit of understanding is the one working here.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much. Let's move on to here.
First Corinthians 2:14. Naye omuntu ow'omukka obukka takkiriza bya mwoyo gwa Katonda, kubanga bya busirusiru gy'ali, era tayinza kubitegeera, kubanga bikeberwa na mwoyo.
Omwoyo yennyini,
that the spirit himself,
y'asobola okuyanga okukebera.
Is the one who can help you to search and check the things out.
Tegeza ng'ekkanisa tetwetaaga nnyo omwoyo mutukuvu.
As the church, we match the Holy Spirit
n'obujjuvu bwe
and his fullness. That he can search out the things.
He
is in you and he just look at the scripture.
He
discerns the all of it, brings other scriptures connected to it. He brings a little here and a little there. After that is given your understanding, and you too reveal to others. And they say, let's work together.
As long
as that what I understand I've given you,
understand.
And you begin to suffer with the Holy Spirit.
First Corinthians 2:15. Ategedde okulowooza kwa Mukama waffe alyoka amuyigirize. Naye ffe tulina okulowooza kwa Kristo.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
But Mukama waffe Yesu yayogera ekyawandiika.
The Lord Jesus spoke a scripture.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Now when you get it,
no gamba, yali ategeeza bwati.
You begin to say he was meaning peace.
Dalorine ndowooza ye.
Do you have the mindset of Christ?
For
to have the mindset of God, all the words of Christ within you, What is speaking in John 15, verses 7? If you abide in me, my words abide within you. Ask all you need, it will be given you.
So
a person to have the mindset of Christ,
they
must hold a cup of scriptures within them, and they join them on their colleagues. Then they will bring the mindset of Christ to the people.
Yes, you ever see when
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now he said there are people who think they have the mindset of God.
And they
say, here God was meaning this. Yet they have gotten it nowhere. Yet you create it and join it.
The
explanation of Christ, what is spoke of.
And
it brings another meaning from what they have told you.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. So,
now we have to be careful of this issue. That the servants of God, we must expect to speak the mindset of God.
But
how can you dare speak the mindset of God?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
What can you do? Everything possible to see you speak the mindset of God. For God never says to you, sit in his children, give them your own things. Now the spirit of understanding alone, the one who can help you and you speak the mindset of God. For you'll bring the command by command. Command by command. From those which God commanded.
And
you bring the scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. As the Lord spoke. Here a little, there a little.
And
you give the children of God the mindset of God. Now the spirit of understanding, you alone can help you speak out the mindset of God.
It means
that now you are a preacher of the word of God. You know, people say, the preacher of the word of God, the teacher of the word of God, the apostle of the word of God,
as
all the spiritual gifts are, and they all attach them, apostle of the word of God, evangelist of the word of God. You have to preach the word of God. And you bring out the mindset of God, the counsel of God to the people.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Yes.
But not many of them do like that. The person can bring out their mindset and thinking. Now there are those of this generation. Another can wake up and they say, the tithes are for the pastors. Where is that written that they are for the pastors? Is that the mindset of God or your own mindset?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So, now, what I try to bring for you, God wants people to sit in the councils of his words, to mark them and understand them very well, to be able to move under the spirit of understanding. He spoke in Jeremiah 23, verse 18, and he said this.
Yeremia isura ya 23 n'olunyiriri lw'18.
Jeremiah 23 from verse 18.
Kubanga ani eyali ayimiridde Mukama wateseza ebigambo ategeere awulire ekigambo kye. Ani eyali yetegereza ekigambo kyange n'akiwulira.
Kino yani yali ekyetegereza.
Who has ever stopped to mark God's words?
Omanyi okwetegereza.
Not to mark out the word clear.
Kiri wansi w'omwoyo w'okutegeera.
Under the spirit of understanding.
Yes, he has
raised Jesus.
Amen.
No tura wateseza ebigambo.
You sit in the council of his words.
No byetegereza.
And you mark them out.
Yes, he has
raised Jesus.
Omanyi natuulekera olugendo lwe.
Now, as we help the journey of heaven,
emyonjo n'omusango nga bwe tuli mukulaga siru zaazo,
all the seven spirits, as we show you their seal,
zijja kuba nga zivaako.
They will be getting off.
Siru nga zivaako mutandika okulaba ebintu nga bwe biri.
When seals get off, you begin to see things how they are.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And duty, you can remove them off for others. And they can understand as God understands.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's get down.
Yeremia esula yabili musatu noli nyilwa kumina mwenda.
Yeremia 23 verse 19.
Laba, chibuyaga wa mkama, chechiruichi. Afuru mie, we wawo, chibuyaga wa kazimu aligwa kumutu guababi. Obusungu wa mkama urabili. Obusungu wa mkama tebulita. Okutusa wali mara okutukiriza. Okutusa wali komekereza omutima gwe, biguma lilide. Munaku ezoru vanyuma, muli chitegele la dala. Abili murumo satuma banabi abo nene baduka na ambilo sayo gira na abo nene balagula
ntibaji batatu
that many God never sent
nebafutuka ambilo mkama atutu
when they ran quick claiming God has sent them
baji tiyo gira na abo
many never spoke with them
nebagamba mkama yatu gana
and they said God told us
na yayo gira buwati
but he speaks like this
in
verse 22
Yeremia abili musatu abili mubili
Yeremia 23:22
Nesinga bayi midida okutesa kwange kale bandi ulisa abantu bange bigambo byange
yes you have
praise Jesus so much
agama tsinga bali batudde mukama wande
sizi bigambo that the counsels of God is
yeah agama tulina kuuliza abantu ebigambo bya Katonda
meant to tell people the words of God
sibya
it's not our own words
take it over it and those
we are meant to bring out the mindset of God the understanding of God understanding alone can help us on this issue
in
him is the order of the word of God
in
him is the principle of the rhythm of the word of God to be able to join a word upon a word to bring the meaning of the words as God wills as his will is as God
for
many of us the will of God is hard our way even those who never realize they have not brought the will of God the mindset of God in the people.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
When you look at religions, all the beliefs, and some of them say they will first go to purgatory. If you ask in the minds of God, is purgatory in there? For the entire Bible of God, the entire memory of God is the Bible. I don't know if you've understood me well. You know, people question how big is the memory of God. What the memory of God thinks, you have to get into His Word.
People
by a thought all day the earth, right from the beginning, creation of heavens and earth,
a
new heavens and a new earth, all we are put in this book.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Only way to gather the mindset of God, understanding which is of God,
we
have to come under spirit of understanding.
And
he takes off that seal.
And
you begin to join a word upon a word.
And
bring out the mindset of God which is perfected well. Some people in other beliefs they say they are going to first head to hell. They are not going to go to heaven right now. They first go to hell. But in the mindset of God, is that there? When we check in the scriptures of truth, did they first head to hell? The man he was with on the cross, let's meet in the paradise of God. Now you, why did they first go to hell?
So, Aboruganda,
now brethren, there are many things the spirit of understanding can speak. On the issue of his work, of bringing out the mindset of God,
it's
not constructed, neither added in it.
And
it moves command by command, scripture by scripture. Here a little, and there a little.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. There is a command he told us here.
in 2 Corinthians.
Let's see
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6.
Bakolisi ekisoka esule yokuna n'olugiriri olw'omukaaga.
First Corinthians 4 verse 6.
Naye ebyo abooluganda mbigeredde ku nse ne Apollo ku lwammwe. Mulyoke muyigire kuffe obutasukkanga ku byawandiikibwa. Omuntu yenna alemenga okwegulumiza olw'omu okusinga omulala.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Atugambye
told us
yonna ng'abatume ne bannabbi bwe batambula.
All us apostles and prophets how they moved.
Nga tebasooka ku byawandiikibwa.
And they never moved beyond scriptures.
Wabula era kitaffe yagamba.
But still the Father said.
Yaita moyo mtukufu.
When he passed through his Holy Spirit.
Isaiah 58.
In Isaiah 58. 13.
Na atugamba bwati.
And he told us this.
Isaiah sura
58
verse 13.
Isaiah 58:13. Bono kyusanga ekigere kyo okuva ku sabbiiti obutakolanga byoyagala ggwe ku lunaku lwange olutukuvu. Sabbiiti n'ogiyita essanyu, olunaku lwa Mukama olutukuvu olw'ekitiibwa, n'ogisangamu ekitiibwa nga tokuwata makubo go ggwe, so tonoonya byoyagala ggwe era nga toyogera bigambo by'oggwe. Olunyolo 14.
Yes, he was born.
Praise Jesus.
Olide olunyolo 13.
You've heard verse 13.
Naagamba nga tokwata makubo go ggwe.
He said you don't head to your own ways as you.
Tonoonya byoyagala ggwe.
You don't seek your own things as you.
Ate nga toyogera byoyagala
ggwe. Don't speak what you want as you.
Ayinza okuyamba n'otayogera byoyagala
ggwe. One who can help you never speaking what you want.
Ye mwoyo w'okutegeera.
The spirit of understanding.
Bw'amala okukuwa omubala gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
I'll give you the principle of the word of God.
Otuuka ekiseera nga bw'oba obuulira.
You reach a time and ask when you're preaching.
Oba osomesa.
Or when you're teaching.
Oba osumba.
When you're pastoring.
Nga engeri gy'oleetamu ekigambo kya Katonda.
The way you bring out the word of God.
Tobeera sitaaka mu kuleeta Katonda by'ayagala.
But get stuck in bringing what God wants.
Enyiriri z'okutegeera ziba zeegatta.
Principles of understanding keep joining on what you're talking about.
As you
speak this, another knocks and falls out.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Reach a time you can never speak what you want. It's impossible.
Understanding
is in there playing with scriptures. Brings this, connects you with another. Never accept you speak what you want.
This
fulfills those led by the Spirit of God. They are the children of God.
Hear
him lead you in every issue.
Yes,
you must praise Jesus.
So, those
are the ones in brief. Under seal of spirit of understanding. The eye of understanding. How did it gather and it did how? It might not match these words.
You
don't bring it and it's appeared once in the Bible. But to appear in different places. Let me give you of the command by command. And I also give a sample of scripture by scripture.
It's
a command we see in Micah 4.
Ekiragira onako ezoluvanyuma olusozi lwa Mukama lulibeera ku ntikko.
Commands in the latter days the mountain of God will be on the top.
Mika esula eyokuna n'olunyolusooka.
Micah 4 from verse 1.
Naye mu nnaku ezoluvanyuma olulituuka olusozi lw'ennyumba ya Mukama luliba lunywevu ku ntikko y'ensozi era luliyimusibwa okusinga obusozi era amawanga galikulukutiramu era olunyolo okubiri. Era amawanga mangi agaligenda ne googera nti mujje twambuke eri olusozi lwa Mukama n'eri ennyumba ya Katonda wa Yakobo naye alituyigiriza eby'enguudo ze.
Yes, he was
praised. That was released from the prophet.
And
it's a command of God.
That
in the latter days,
The
mountain of the house of God. It will be established in the top. Above all the other mountains. And many nations. Which will spring move onto this mountain. Of the house of God. That known where to be appear at the church. The saints of God. Where they fellowship from.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That they will go there and say, let's go be taught by God. And he too will teach us his ways. Now in Isaiah 2, prophecies on the same command was released. And he spoke this.
Isaiah is Sura Eokubidi. No Lunidi Rokusoka.
Isaiah 2 from verse 1.
Ekigambo Isaya omwana wa Amos kye yalaba ku Yuda ne Yerusalemi. Awo olulituuka mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma, olusozi lw'ennyumba ya Mukama lulinywezebwa ku ntikko y'ensozi era luligulumizibwa okusinga ensozi, era amawanga gonna galikulukutira ku lwo. Olunya lw'okusatu, era amawanga mangi agalyambuka ne googera nti mujje twambuke eri olusozi lwa Mukama, eri ennyumba ya Katonda wa Yakobo, era anaatuyigirizanga ku makubo ge.
Yes, he was
praise
Amen.
Jesus. Now those commands were released. But what needs to be explained? What is that mountain? Of the house of God. It takes us bring other scriptures. Which can tell us the house of God where he sits. Where the Holy Spirit is. He speaks in 1 Corinthians 3:16. He says, don't you know you are the temple of the Spirit of God?
Are
you going to join sick for that mountain they speak of? Where is that? Now, another, if they don't get revealed, and they don't move by the spirit of understanding, and they may look for a mountain and they build a building on it. That the house of God may be top on that mountain. Which mountain would they go to seek for? The tallest mountain. He has to go to China.
Guangzhou,
the tall mountains that was it.
And
they build the house of God on the top of that mountain.
But
they have not realized the house of God, what's that? After we've gotten those commands, we can get scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. Yet we add and bring out what the house of God is.
I cannot
handle that today because of time. But the way of bringing understanding, this still is right on the Bible. I will not lie to you, it's not on the Bible.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus. You know, you went out when you've gone for gatherings and fellowships. You too, they are teaching, you know, that they move like this to reaching into understanding.
And
when you get out what you used to write before, after you've gotten this order of the Bible, the seal of the spirit of understanding, you'll find them that all
the
spirit, each one is heading its own way. Never connect, never fit in that order.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. Maybe. Let's handle a little here and a little there.
We'll
bring you of how God speaks. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. When you pass the spirit of understanding, He can give us what comes from the spirit of understanding.
He
can give us what comes from the spirit of wisdom.
Where
we understood that the voice of God is released. The voice of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we move a little here and a little there.
We can move
on to hear at the same time
the voice
of our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I
usually use these scriptures.
They
are so near there.
Zaburi biri.
Psalms 2.
Zaburi esula eyo kubiri. N'olunyiriri olusooka.
Psalms 2 from verse 1.
Kiki ekibagumisizza abamawanga. N'abantu kiki ekibalowoozesezza ebitaliimu. Olunyiriri olwokubiri. Bakabaka b'ensi beteeseteese. N'abafuga bateesezza ebigambo wamu ku Mukama ne ku Masiya we nga boogera nti olwokusatu.
Yes, he was
praised.
What do I get?
This one speaking is in the mouth of King David in the Psalms 2. And he says that the kings of the world and the rulers, they have conspired words on the Lord and his
Messiah.
Was it David speaking to us?
And
he was speaking of who?
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Mpozi,
maybe to quicken for you a little. The Holy Spirit was the one speaking here. And
he
was in the mouth of King David.
To
be able to know is the one who was speaking.
There
is in 1 Peter chapter 1. And we speak of the Spirit of Christ, who was in the prophets. And he spoke of what was to come next on the Lord Jesus. First Peter chapter 1 verse 9.
Olukumi n'olumu nga banoonya ebiro bwe biri oba bwe bifaanana omwoyo wa Kristo eyali mu bo bye yalaga ng'asooka okutegeeza ebibonoobono bya Kristo n'ekitiibwa ekibigoberera.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Akati nsuubira osobola okutegeera ani yali ayogera mu Zaburi 2.
But now you realize who was speaking was the Holy Spirit.
Zaburi 2 olunyiriri olutandika
n'olusooka. Psalms 2 from verse 1.
It's
for the kings of the world.
They
have conspired words on the Lord and his
Messiah.
The Lord is God the Father.
Messiah is Christ.
The Messiah is the Christ.
And who's
speaking of them through the mouth of David?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. David was older before Christ was. Before he was born on this world.
The
Holy Spirit was the one in the mouth of the prophets. And he spoke. The kings of the world and the rulers, they have conspired words on the Lord and his Messiah. Let's repeat this verse.
Tuli mu Peter ekisooka essuula esooka n'olunyiriri lwa 11.
First Peter chapter 1.
Olunyiriri lwa 10.
From verse 10.
Ebyobulokozi obwo bannabbi abaalagulanga ebyekisa ekyali kigenda okujja gye muli.
Tuzeeyo wali mu Zaburi.
Zaburi essuula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Psalms chapter 2 from verse 1.
Kiki ekibagugumusizza abamawanga? N'abantu kiki ekibalowoozesezza ekitaliimu? Olwokubiri, bakabaka b'ensi beteeseteese. N'abafuga bateesezza ebigambo wamu ku Mukama ne ku Masiya we nga boogera nti, olwokusatu, katumenyemenye enjegere zaabwe, tusuule wala emiguwa gyabwe. Olwokuna, atuula mu ggulu aliseka, Mukama alibatuulira.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Understand the one who spoke in the mouth of King David, the Holy Spirit.
He
said the kings of the world and the rulers, they have conspired words against the Lord and on the Messiah. And we know in John 19, men start when the Lord Jesus had come on the world.
It
planned words to kill the Son of God. But the Holy Spirit had spoke this long time back when he was in the mouth of King David. And he spoke. Most of us never listen and hear him speak. And the person who reads in this psalm,
he said,
take away David, put him aside. You put yourself there.
Now you get a word.
You do speak like this.
But
is David speaking right here?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So
things like this happen in their Bible. And we get to fall in them, bump in them. Bump wherever you find and you fix yourself there.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. But not understood who is speaking. You just fix yourself because you can never hear who is speaking.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. When you look in the Acts, the apostles had begun to always understand who was speaking. Acts chapter 4 from verse 24.
Nabo bwebawulira ne bayimusa eddoboozi lyabwe n'omwoyo gumu eri Katonda. Ne bagamba nti, Mukama, gwe yakola eggulu n'ensi n'ennyanja n'ebirimu byonna. 25. Gwe yayogerera ku bw'omwoyo omutukuvu mu kamwa kajjajjaffe Dawudi. Omulezi wonti
owulidde bagenda kwotinga.
Guyayogerera ku bw'omwoyo omutukuvu mu kamwa kajjajjaffe Dawudi mulenzi wo nti, Abamawanga kiki ekibeesazizza akajegere n'ebika birowoozezza obutaliimu? Bakabaka b'ensi basimba ennyiriri n'abakulu bakuŋŋaanira wamu ku Mukama ne ku Kristo we. 27. Kubanga mazima baakuŋŋaanira mu kibuga muno ku mulenzi wo omutukuvu Yesu, wafukako amafuta, Kewune ne Pontio Pilato, wamuna amawanga, nevika biyaba Isirayiri.
Yesu, ye wazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ochimanye nti panoroga haliba tanse na ukuulira.
Know that these ones have begun to hear the voice.
Nga wabasuma banabi.
And when they read of prophets,
boga unja katonda nga ayogera.
They hear God speak to them.
Tusumye zaburi bili.
We read Psalms 2.
Natuulira omwoyo omutukuvu.
And we had the Holy Spirit.
Nga ayogera nti bakabaka b'ensi n'abafuga.
Spoke the kings of the world and the rulers.
Haliba tesize ebigambo ku Mukama ne Masiya.
They conspired words against the Lord and his Messiah.
Abitesiza katonda kitaffe.
Plan against God the Father,
no man
and his Son.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
God
explained in 1 Peter chapter
1,
verse 9-12, that the Spirit of Christ was in the prophets.
It
spoke of those to happen on them.
The
glory going to come next. But in the Acts 4, verse 24-27, the Holy Spirit explained as the apostles prayed. And they said, Oh Lord, as you spoke in the mouth of your servant David, by your Holy Spirit, and you said that the kings of the world and the rulers
have
conspired words of the Lord on his Messiah.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm.
what we call hearing the voice of God speak through scriptures. And the prophet is there. But you can listen and hear that the prophet was a radio. Explain you the spirit of wisdom.
It's
still a spirit of wisdom.
Who
brings the voice of God? Now with the spirit of understanding, because that's where we go connecting scriptures, is where we brought for you an example how you can hear God speak. Our colleagues who began the New Testament, the apostles and prophets, they were always hearing the voice of God. And they had God speak. Move on in Psalms 2, verses 7. You're going to hear Christ speak in the mouth of King David.
Zaburi esura eyo kubiri.
Psalms 2 verses 7.
Ekiragiro likibuulira Mukama yangamba guli mwana wange leero nkuzadde.
Nti ekiragiro ndikibuulira.
I'll proclaim the command.
Mukama yangamba,
the Lord told me,
guli mwana wange leero nkuzadde.
Now my child, today I've begotten you.
Akati ebiseera ebisinga.
Now many times
tetumanyi okweteekawo wano,
we always put ourselves here. And we say we are the
Davids.
Take away David today. You are the David of today. He said, I will proclaim the command. The Lord told me,
that
my child said, I've begotten you. Remember, it's Christ who was speaking here. As he was in the mouth of King David. According to how the Holy Spirit explained, in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 7,
he
spoke this. Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 7. Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 5.
Kubanga ani kuwa malaika goyali abulideko nti goli mwana wange leero nkuzadde gwe. Era nate nti nze nabeeranga kitaawe gyali naye anaabeeranga mwana gyendi. Olw'omukaaga era nate bw'aleeta omubereberye mu nsi ayogera nti era bamalayika ba Katonda bonna bamusinzenga.
Olaba nti Lubulaniya eno,
you see that this Hebrews,
Hebrews chapter 1
from verse 5 to reaching verse
7,
the Holy Spirit explains, who of the angels did he say, you're my child, they have begotten you? And when he brings the firstborn on the world, told all his angels to worship him,
it
means it's Christ who is in the mouth of King David. In the Psalms 2 verses 7, when he speaks, I will proclaim the command. The Lord told me, you're my son, today I've begotten you. Remember, he was the word. Which when the father told him, you'll be the firstborn son
in
the old creations. He will proclaim the command. God is the one who told him, you my son, they have begotten you.
So
what I try to bring you is this.
The
word hears voice of God speak through the scriptures of truth. That too has been verified.
The
person can say, yes, God is the one who said it. But they cannot separate which God. Yet they know there is the Father, there is the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But to hear that this is why the Father is the one speaking here, that here it's the Son, here it's the Holy Spirit, that's very hard indeed.
When you look
at the Psalms too,
we need to see some David in a yokera muyona.
We did see David speaking through it all.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Neither so so took up the part of
the Holy Spirit speaking.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much.
Never put it as a pretty bit on your own
side. The book Psalms 2 verse 7.
Nayogera, Christo Munini Nayogera.
Christ himself is speaking.
And
he will proclaim the command.
The
Lord told me, you're my son, they have begotten you. The Holy Spirit is not only explaining who was speaking. That's
what
is coming. Hebrews chapter
1.
Verse 5 to 7. Who of the angels did he say? That you are my child, they have begotten you. But when he brought the firstborn on the world,
he
commanded all his angels to worship him.
But
the father proved that voice.
As
the one who told him to become the son.
And
what is spoken in Matthew 3,
verse 15
to 17. And the voice came saying, that is my beloved son.
He
is my beloved son. You listen to him.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
So David is not
the one who spoke in Psalms 2:7. That I will proclaim the command. The Lord told me, my child, today I have begotten you. Psalms 2 verse 7. Christ Jesus himself was speaking.
At
that same Christ was bursting from where to speak. You know, he had not yet been born by then. In John
1:14, you know
that Christ was already existing and the word was
already.
The word just came to clothe flesh and he appeared to us. And the other,
that
explained that the Spirit of Christ,
he
was in the prophets. Now the Christ who was not there, and now his Spirit was in the prophets.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So
now the truth is like that.
It's possible
here God speak in the Bible.
It's
possible indeed. Spirit of understanding can help us connect with the spirit of wisdom. And the word of wisdom brings the voice. And understanding joins up scriptures. And it brings you the voice of who is speaking. And there you understand much of what he speaks of.
And
those are the true seekers of God in this kingdom and its righteousness. The kingdom of heaven.
And
get the seal from the book of God and they get explained and they too explain to others.
Yes, he has
raised Jesus so much. Psalms 2 verses 8. The father came out, spoke these words. He told them to the son after he had spoken. Pass through it all, break it till we reach verse 8.
Zaburi esula iyo kubiri, n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Psalms 2 verses.
Kiki ekibagugumusizza abamawanga. N'abantu kiki ekibalowoozesezza ekitaliimu. Olwokubiri. Bakabaka b'ensi beeteeseteese. N'abafuga bateesezza ebigambo wamu. Ku Mukama ne ku Masiya we nga boogera nti. Olwokusatu. Katumenyemenye enjegere zaabwe. Tusule wala emiguwa gyabwe. Olwokuna. Atula muguru aliseka, Mukama alibaduulira. Olwokutaano. Mu biro biri alibagamba obusungu bwe. Alibateganya mu kiruyi kye ekingi.
Yes, you have
expressed Jesus.
Enyiri ezo.
Those verses.
Zetulindenga omuntu kuvayogera.
Which we've heard of the Holy Spirit speaking.
Kibakabaka b'ensi.
That the kings of the world.
Batesize ebigambo ku Mukama.
They have conspired words against the Lord.
Ye Katonda kitaffe.
That's God the Father.
Ne Masiya we.
And his Masiya.
Yes,
the Christ Jesus.
The
one who explained this to us was the Holy Spirit. And he was in the mouth of King David. Just as we first God explained.
But
when
we
read this verse of 7,
we
had another came in and spoke. In they all speak through the mouth of King David. Here is where I told you prophets appeared like radios. But the radio station and the studio is in heaven. And in it are three witnesses. There is the Father, there is the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they set their voices. When one gets silent, another speaks. What gave us the word of preaching the gospel?
In
1 Corinthians 14. At least let them be three speakers.
Yes, he
praise Jesus. Till the order he too speaks through.
Zaburi esula eyokubiri n'oligirwa mukaga.
Psalms chapter 2 verse 6.
Naye nateeka kabaka wange ku lusozi lwange olutukuvu Sayuni.
The devil came out and said, the people of the world have spoken that. Learn words of my Messiah and me. And my Messiah has come out to tell them the truth. He said, I have proclaimed the command. God told me I'm his son. And he
to
the father came saying, and though they reason all that,
put
my king on my holy mountain Zion.
At Ichibuziwa.
Now what
Saudi Waraya Yogera?
If it's David who spoke, in that time he too was a king. He had put who else?
He
had put him on Mount Zion of where?
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. The Father himself spoke in Psalms
2:8.
I brought my king on my holy mountain Zion. And the Father to prove this word, he has a voice in Isaiah
28,
verses 14, and he speaks this.
Isaiah
28, verse
14. Kale, Yerusalemi. Olw'ekkumi n'ettaano nti kubanga mwogedde nti tulaganye endagaano n'okufa era tutabaganye n'amagombe ekibonyobonyo ekyanjyala bwe kiriyitamu tekiritutuukako kubanga tufudde ebyobulimba ekiddukiro kyaffe era twekwese wansi w'obukuusa olunyiriri olw'16 Mukama Katonda kyava yogera nti laba nteeka mu Sayuuni ejjinja okuba omusingi ejjinja eryakemebwa ejjinja ery'okunsonda ery'omuwendo omungi.
Yesu
kitaffe
yayogera ensonga
eyo. Father spoke that issue.
Naba atugambye mu Zaburi
2:8.
Nateeka kabaka wange
upon my king
ku lusozi lwange
on my holy mountain Zion.
Ate azze no mu Isaiah
28:16. Come in Isaiah
28:16. N'agamba laba ntadde ejjinja ekkulu ey'okunsonda.
I've put the chief cornerstone
ku lusozi lwange
Sayuni. On my mountain Zion.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Who is that king? Is it David? Let them explain him. In 1 Peter 2:3.
Eryagaanibwa abantu naye eri Katonda ddonde lya muwendo mungi. 5 era nammwe ng'amayinja amalamu muzimbibwa ennyumba ey'omwoyo okubeera nga bakabona abatukuvu okuwangayo ssaddaaka ez'omwoyo ezisimibwa Katonda ku bwa Yesu Kristo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Amen.
Ejjinja eryo eriri ku lusozi olwo
Zion. That stone on the mountain Zion.
Kabaka wa bakabaka.
The King of Kings.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Gwabaddayogerako mu Zaburi 2:8.
One spoke of Psalms 2:8.
Naye nateeka kabaka wange.
I put my king
ku lusozi lwange olutukuvu
Sayuni. On my holy mountain Zion.
Kubanga bw'amala okunnyonnyola ejjinja lino mu Peter.
After explain this to Peter.
Kisooka sura ey'okubiri.
1 Peter 2.
Olw'okusatu n'okubiri.
1 Peter 3-down.
Yagamba nti kubanga alina w'ayogerera.
He said we speak somewhere.
Nti laba nteeka ejjinja.
That see I lay a stone.
Tumaleyo olunyiriri olwo
Peter. Let's finish this verse.
Peter ekisooka sura ey'okubiri. 1 Peter 2 verse 5.
Okuwanga
saddaka ez'omwoyo ezisimibwa Katonda ku bwa Yesu Kristo. Kubanga waliwo ekyawandiikibwa nti, laba, nteeka mu Sayuuni ejjinja ekkulu ery'oku nsonda, eddonde ery'omuwendo omungi, era amukkiriza talikwasibwa nsonyi. Olw'omusanvu, kale eri mmwe abakkiriza omuwendo mungi, naye eri abatakkiriza ejjinja abazimbi lye baagaana, eryo lye lyafuuka omutwe ogw'oku nsonda.
Yesu yeebazibwe. Ndowooza kabaka oyo ku lusozi Sayuuni
mwategeere.
The ginger dam,
the living stone,
come out for Jesus,
the Lord Jesus Christ.
So, we will read us a bit in
the 10 years,
Psalms 2:8.
Now, I have thrown my holy king on my Zion. I have put my king on my holy mountain Zion. You straight know it's the Father speaking. To prove this Bible is so amazing. They may be speaking, but you cannot hear them yourself.
When you
see one person speaking,
when
he speaks in Psalms 2:8, he says this.
Psalms 2:6. Naye nateeka kabaka wange ku lusozi lwange olutukuvu Sayuuni. Olw'omusanvu, ekiragiro ndikibuulira. Mukama yangamba nti, gw'oli mwana wange, leero nkuzadde.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Ndafa
bwe yamala okugamba.
After the Father said,
nateeka kabaka ku lusozi lwange Sayuuni.
I put my king on the Mount Zion. And it's Christ. Christ came down verse 7, he said, I will proclaim the command. The Lord told me, you are my son, I have
begotten.
As he has just finished, and the Father came back, ask of me, it will give you nations. If it's David speak, who does David speak to that they ask him? When you fall on this book, you see it's gotten very hard.
Psalms 2 verses 8.
Yes, he was
raised. The Father told the Lord Jesus, ask of me, and I will give you authority over all corners of the world. But we remember, after the Lord Jesus winded up his work, John chapter 17, verse 4 and 5. He asked the prayer and he said, Father,
you
told me the glory I was with you before the world existed. After he raised up, he spoke in Matthew 28:18, I've been given authority in heavens and earth.
So
things as they came being spoken of. And when the Father saw Christ ask of me, of the nations, I will give them to reign over them. Christ did it, he asked for authority.
And
he came and showed us authority had been given her.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Authority was given him.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much. Let's finish Psalms.
Psalms 2 verses 9.
There is another
who came back, the Holy Spirit. After the Father told the Son, ask me of the nations,
he
will break them. Holy Spirit came back, advised us. Now you kings and the rulers,
You learn.
Turi mu Zaburi esura ya kubiri n'olunyiriri olukumi n'olumu.
Psalms 2:11.
Muwereze Mukama n'okutya era musanyuke n'okukankana.
Abagamba muwereze Katonda oyo kitaffe.
Told himself that God the Father.
Muwereze.
Serve him
n'okutya.
With the fear.
Era musanyuke n'okukankana.
And rejoice with trembling.
N'ayongera n'abawabula ng'agamba.
Moved on correct him saying this.
Zaburi esura ya kubiri olunyiriri olukumi n'ebiri. Munywegere omwana alimu okusunguwala nammwe temubula mu kkubo
n'abagamba obedda kutwogerako masiya ye mwana
all along the Messiah we spoke of is the Son.
Munywegere omwana ngaze mumukkirize
the Son for he has come accept him
alimu okusunguwala nammwe temubula mu kkubo
don't get hungered and get lost on the way.
Akati Dawudi yali atugamba tunywegere mwana.
Is it David who told us to kiss which son?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So emirundi mingi
now many times
olwasiru zino eziri ku kitabo kino
Bible
ate nga tezirabika nti iyo baagitaddeko
n'agijjako
kibadde kizibu nnyo amawanga ogenda mu maaso n'okuwulira n'okutegeera yesu yebazibwemukama nga bwali omulamu
mu
kitabo ky'okujjukiza
olugendo
lw'eggulu gye tugenda mu maaso n'okulutambula twongera okumanya ebyama bingi abasinga bagamba Dawudi yagera ngero ze
naye
naye naye ojja singanayo mukama waffe ng'ayogera
bw'oba
okudde obulungi amatu
kati
omulemu katonda tugenda kudda tutandikeko n'engero
8:22
tuwulireko kigambo ng'ayogera ng'ali mu ngero then tujja kuba tumuwulirako ne mu Yokaana esula y'omunaana
bonna
nga mwebali kitaffe omwana
omuli
mukama akuwa omukisa
muwummulemu
oko
naye
twagala kweyongerako ne mu ngero esula eno y'omunaanaolwabirimu ebbiri twagala kulaba ku kigambo kya Katonda
mukama
waffe Yesu Kristo
bwe
yayogera mu ngero esula eno ey'omunaana
olw'olwabirimu ebbiri
yagamba bw'ati
ngero esula ey'omunaana n'olunyi lwabirimu bbiri mukama yali nange ekkubo lye we lyasookera okusooka emirimu kye egy'edda olwabirimu ssatu nateekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe okuva ku lubereberye
yesu yeebazibwe
amen
tuwulira ayogera
mu
ngero esula y'omunaana
olw'abirimu ebbiri
paka
23
agambye nti mukama yali nange
ekkubo
lye we lyasookera okusooka emirimu gye egy'edda okuva ku lubereberye sulayimaani ye yaliwo kabaka Sulayimaani yaliwo ku lubereberye
King Solomon was there in the beginning.
Kati ono kye tukugambye nti omwoyo w'amagezi gwe twalabako olunaku
lwajjo
sobola okuyamba okutegeera eddoboozi lya
Katonda
kubanga twawulira nti amagezi googerera
waggulu
tukebera ebyokwogera kwa Katonda n'eddoboozi
lye era
n'agamba nti endiga ze ziwulira eddoboozi
lye
so mu mwoyo w'okutegeera
asobole
otukwasaganyiza ekiragiro ku
kiragiro
kiragiro ku kiragiro enyiriri bbiri ku nnya wano kano wali Katonda twongeddemu okumuleetamu ekyokulabirako
kino
okulaba eddoboozi lya Katonda
the voice of God how it speaks in the Holy Scriptures the entire Bible appears like this but many times it's very hard to discover it now we've heard him speak the word of God the Lord Jesus and he says this Proverbs 8:22
mukama yali nange ekkubo lye olyasookera okusooka emirimu ki egy'edda olwabirimu essatu nateekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe okuva ku lubereberye
Yes,
praise Jesus. We hear the one speaking, the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
And
the mouth of King Solomon explains the Lord was with him in, for his works of old, in his olden works, right from the beginning. But it's not Solomon who was with God in the beginning. According to John chapter 1:1, the Holy Spirit came and explained us who was speaking in this proverb. And he told us in the beginning indeed was the word.
Yukana esula esoka nolu njiri olisoka.
John 1:1.
Kulubelebele waluwe chigambo. Chigambo naba awali katonda. Chigambo naba katonda.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So omoyo mutukufu.
Now the Holy Spirit.
Ah, yali mukamaka yoka.
He was in the mouth of Apostle John.
Natunye nulanti kulubelebele waluwe chigambo.
And he explained us in the beginning was the word.
Chigambo naba awali katonda.
And the word was with God.
Chigambo naba katonda.
And the word was God.
So chiba chitegeza.
Now it means.
Tigutuba tulira mungere suri yomunana.
The one we had in Proverbs 8.
Nulabi mwetu inabi musa.
Verse 22 and 23.
Na agama ati mukama yali nangu kuburi wili asu.
And he said the Lord was with him where his way began.
Okusoka mili mujejeda.
Before his works of old.
Nateke wawo kubakuru.
He was put there right from the beginning. The one was explaining and testifying that is the word himself. Even though in John 1:14, this word came appeared unto us. John 1:14 we hear.
John 1:14.
Yes, praise Jesus. And the word became flesh. And we saw him in the glory of the Son. The one begotten of the Father.
Yes, praise Jesus.
Now here we discover it. Even though some people think Christ is not there in the Old Testament speaking, but friend, he is right all through speaking. Now, I don't know you when you heard Proverbs 8:21-23. Whom were you hearing speaking?
Solomon.
Is it Solomon?
Solomon,
Solomon was just a speaker. But the word passed his voice through King Solomon and spoke. But according to what the Holy Spirit explains in John, John 1:7, he says this.
John 1:7. Ensi yakolebwa ku bubwe era ensi teyamutegeera.
Kigambo mwennyini,
the word himself,
come up for yes,
the Lord Jesus.
Ensi yagiteekawo.
He's the one who put in place the world.
Ekigambo okuva ku lubereberye.
He's the word right from Genesis.
Naye abasinga tetwategeera ani yajja.
Most of us never realized who came. Even most of us, though we believe Jesus is Lord, most of us have not reached to realizing his greatness. Most of us think he's just the Son of God, but he's beyond being a son. Even the world and its fullness is the one who put it in place, and he came in his own territory. Now most people think perhaps Christ in the Old Testament never speaks. Those who read the words of Jesus in the New Testament, they appear read in those Bibles, in some Bibles. But when you get the Old Testament, they cannot mark on them he has Christ speak there.
So
let's go back to Proverbs 8. Now the one to explain, you're going to understand who is speaking.
Ngero esula eyo munana
Proverbs 8 verse 22.
Mukama yali nange ekkubo lye we lyasookera okusooka emirimu gye egy'edda olwabiri mu ssatu nateekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe okuva ku lubereberye ensi nga tennabaawo olwabiri mu ennya nga tewannabaawo buziba nazaalibwa
amazaalibwa gwa mukama waffe yesu
agaddala
yaatuga amagaaliwo obuzibu obuli mu lubereberye essuula esooka nga
tebunnabakoba
kubanga mu lubereberye essuula esooka n'olusooka
n'olwokubiri
egamba
Bible says,
"Ku lubereberye Katonda atonda eggulu n'ensi.
In the beginning God created the heavens and earth.
Ensi yali njereere nga yeetabudde
tabudde. And the earth was empty and mixed up.
N'omwoyo wa Mukama ng'amaamidde ku ngulu ku buziba ku mazzi.
The spirit of water hovering over the waters.
Kati obuziba obwo nga tebunnaba kubaawo.
Before that depth was.
Yekigamba agamba nga waali.
The word says he was existing.
Era bwe tuba bakuza mazaalibwa ge.
And if we are to celebrate his birth.
Nga gadda.
It's of very old in years.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus from.
Ayinga kuba tusobola kuwulira ddoboozi lya Katonda.
If you cannot hear the voice of God,
kitaffe n'omwana omutukuvu,
the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit,
n'okweyambisa omwoyo w'okutegeera,
to help yourself with the spirit of understanding,
osobola okukuŋŋaanyiza ennyiriri ezikuleetera okutegeera,
and gather scriptures leading you to understanding.
Kiba kizibu nnyo okuwulira,
it gets to be very hard to listen,
naye nga abanoonya Katonda ab'amazima,
but as the true seekers of God,
tunoonya obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
we seek the kingdom of God,
n'obutuukirivu bwayo,
and its righteousness,
obwakabaka bw'omu
the kingdom of heaven.
Tugenda kusobolanga bulijjo.
We are all long going to be able
kujjako siri ku kitabo kino
to get off seals on this book
nga tuyita meyo musanvu ejya Katonda
and we pass through the seven spirits of God
okwongera okuleeta okutegeerera ddala
move on to bring total understanding.
Anje ndola n'agamba
he explains and he says
ngero essuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu nnya
Proverbs 8 verse 24
nga tewannabaawo buziba nazaalibwa ensulo ezijjudde amazzi nga tezinnabaawo 25 ensozi nga tezinnaba kusibwawo nasooka obusozi okuzaalibwa
kaakati abalowooza nti Kristo Yesu yazaalibwa mu emyaka
2017
yaliwo okuvadda
kuvadda
yasooka obusozi bwonna
okuzaalibwa
kyava ayitibwa omubereberye ow'obutonde
bwonna
kitaffe bwe yatandika
ngadde
demonstration y'ekikondo kino
kitaffe
bw'atandika kigambo n'atandika wamu
naye
n'omwoyo waabwe
n'avaawo
n'alabisa obujjuvu bwe ekikondo kino
eky'ettaala it was given children of Israel
nakiringanga gye tuyita kine campus ya Katonda
it was like the key and campus of God
esobola okuyitira mufunze n'ekunyonyola
we can briefly pass through explain you all things
entandikwa ya Katonda n'okubeerawo
the beginning of God and his existence
yes ye bazibwe
praise Jesus for man
bakulaga kitaffe
and they show you the Father
ngeri gye yatandika n'ekigambo
kyo he began with his word
n'omwoyo omutukuvu
and the Holy Spirit
n'obujjuvu bwe buli
butya and their fullness how it appears
yes ye bazibwe
praise Jesus so much
naye nga abasinga kufi
but most of us
obutawulira ddoboozi lya Katonda
not being able to hear the voice of God
kizibu nnyo n'okuwulira Kristo nti ali mundagaano kadde ayogera
even ya Christ in the Old Testament beginning
waakirikalo tuyinza okugabwa kitaffe gy'ali ayogera
at least we can say the Father is there speaking
kubanga twamuyitanga Katonda
for we used to call him God
n'omwoyo omutukuvu noga
even the Holy Spirit
tugakala omwoyo wa Mukama ayogera
okay the Spirit of God who is spoken there
ati bweyajja mundagaano ebyerinnya nelikyuka
when he came in the New Testament the name changed
okuva mwoyo amanyiddwa ng'omwoyo wa Mukama
that known as the Spirit of God
netumuyita omwoyo omutukuvu
we call him Holy Spirit
naye ng'ate ye omwera
but still is the same
nga bw'olaba kigambo bwe yambala omubiri
like you say when the word clothes the flesh
tumuyita mwana
and we call him the Son
yes ye bazibwe
praise Jesus
naye nga kikyayinzika okuddamu ne tuwulira bulungi
still possible we to get to listen again
otuka ekiseera ng'osoma bayibuli owulira katonda ng'ayogera
you reach a time read the bible you hear God speak to you
era ng'osobola okwawula nti ono kitaffe
you can separate this is the Father
nti ono mwana
this is the Son
oba kigambo kya Katonda
or the word of God
era ono mwoyo mutukuvu
and this is the Holy Spirit
ayongera mu ngeri essuula 8 n'agamba
most Proverbs 8 and he says
ngero essuula ey'omunaana n'oluyiriri Proverbs 8
verse 26
ye nga tennatonda nsi ne bwankubadde ennimiro ne wankubade enfufu yensi eyasooka
nenfufu namba emu eyensi nga tennabakubaawo
even before number one dust of the world existed
n'olusuku lwa katonda nga tennabakubaawo
even before the garden of God existed
ona ayogera naffe yali wali
the one who speaks with us was existed
nga tukira tusome engero nga tumanyinga solomoni yayiziwali nga yali ayogera
remember we read proverbs and we know as if solomon wrote them and he was the one speaking
tulowooza kabaka solomoni yali mukwogera naffe
it's king solomon speaking with us
kale amanyiga ekigambo
and the power of the word has ceased to be on us from there for we were weakening the word of God and we thought it's human beings who are speaking it out Proverbs
8:27
now was it Solomon there when they laid the heaven in place that's why we request you be careful when you read the Bible that you can understand Proverbs 8:27
bezafuka ezamanyi 28:29 bwe yawenyanja ensalo yayo amazzi galemenga okusobya ekiragiro kye bwe yalamba emisingi gy'ensi olwasatu kale nze nga ndyawo gyali ng'omukoza
Yesu yabazibwe
praise Jesus
amafu Yesu yanyonyola
our Lord Jesus explained
ye munange yabeerawo yakola ebintu byonna
he was there as the master workman
so kitegeeza nti ye omwoyo mutukuvu mutuufu mu Yokaana emu emu
means the Holy Spirit truly in John 1:1
kuvako olulimi olusooka lw'okubiri n'olwokusatu
first 1-3
someyo ko owulire
let's read there and we hear
kubanga omutukuvu yanyonyola n'agamba
but the Holy Spirit explained and said
awo taali kigambo tewali n'ekimu ekyakolebwa
without the word nothing was created
Yokaana essula esooka n'olunyiriri olusooka
John 1 from verse 1
ku lubereberye waliwo kigambo kigambo n'aba awali katonda kigambo n'aba katonda oyo eyaliwo ku lubereberye awali katonda olwokusatu ebintu byonna byakolebwa ku bwoyo era waataali ye tewaakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa
yesu
yebazibwaamina
kigambo yennyini mukama waffe yesu
the word himself the Lord Jesus
nga bw'abadde atugamba mu ngeri essuula ey'omunaana
told us in Proverbs 8
onyo lwasatu
verse 30
nti ye yaliwo nga mukozi
that he was a master workman
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Yali mukozi.
He was a master workman.
Yali yatekawo ebintu byonna.
He did put in place all things.
Omwoyo mutukuvu abadde amujjukira mukama ka Yokaana.
The Holy Spirit was testified through the mouth of John.
Okusinziira mu Yokaana essuula esooka.
According to John chapter 1.
N'olusooka mpaka olwokusatu.
Verse 1-3.
Yawadde ali kigambo.
That without the word.
Tewali n'ekimu ekyakolebwa.
Nothing was created.
Omutukuvu yagamba mu Yolwekumi.
The Holy Spirit said in verse 10.
Yokaana.
It John.
Yagamba bw'ati.
He spoke this.
Yokaana essuula esooka n'olunyiriri lwa kumi
John 1 verse 10
yali mu nsi ensi yakolebwa ku bubwe era ensi teyamutegeera
yesu
yebazibwayali
mu nsi
he was in the world
ensi ye kennyini yagikoledda mu myaka egyedda
the one who made the world by himself
manyi abantu baali balowooza yesu gwe gwali gusoose okujjawo
you know people thought it was the first time jesus to come on the world
yali yabeerawo dda nga agiteekawo ye kennyini
had been long there when he laid the world in place
n'alaba we n'abeera bwegenda okumeramu ebibera
how plants are to grow in it
naye byonna tubijje mu ngeri essuula ey'omunaana
but we see that in Proverbs 8
ng'atunyonnyola ebyali biriwo ye kennyini kigambo kya katonda
explains us which things which are himself the word of God
we yali mukama wa kabaka Solomon
when he was in the mouth of King Solomon
n'atunyonnyola ebyaliwo
and he explained us what happened
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus so
much yagenda n'atugamba mu nyolo lwasatu mwetaano asatu mwomukaaga
not going to tell us in verse 35-36
ngero essuula ey'omunaana
Proverbs 8
eyogera bw'ati
he spoke this
ngero essuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri lwasatu mwetaano kubanga buli alaba nze alaba bulamu
buli alaba ye alaba
where first is him sees life
solomoni bw'omulaba olaba obulamu
when you see Solomon do you see life
ani ono kukuba obulamu n'amazima
who is this the way the truth and life
buli amulaba alyoka alaba obulamu
where first is him then they see life
otuddiremu oko
ngero essuula ey'omunaana olunyiriri lwasatu mu ttaano
Proverbs 8:35
kubanga buli alaba nze alaba bulamu Era alifuna okuganja eri mukama.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Buli alaba ye.
Whoever sees him.
Alaba obulamu.
He sees life.
Era alifuna okuganja eri kitabu.
He gained favor from the Father.
Kati ekyo yakyogera ne mu Yokaana 10 na njia mukama.
Spoke that even in John.
Yokaana 10 na njia mukama.
John 14:6.
Yagamba bwati.
He spoke this.
Yokaana esula ekumi n'ennya n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
John 14 verse 6.
Yesu n'amugamba nti nze kkubo n'amazima n'obulamu tewali ajja eri kitange wabula ng'ayita mu nze.
Yesu
yebazibwe.
Nga bw'ayogedde mu ngeri essula
y'omunaani buli
alaba ye alaba obulamu
era
alaba okuganja eri kitabu eri mukama. Kye kimu gy'ayogera mu Yokaana 10 na nnya
mukaaga bwe
yakukaza okukala omu binaala bisibwa gye
tuli
n'agamba nze kkubo obulamu n'amazima. Yalaba ye aba alabye obulamu ate era asobola okujja eri kitaawe. Yesu yebazibwe. Mu bufunze ebyo bye bimu ku ebyo ebinnyonnyola ngero
8:22
engeri gy'osobola okuwuliramu Katonda ng'ayogera mu byawandiikibwa
eby'amazima
mpozi era mu Mukama waffe Yesu mwali mu kitaffe ng'agenda mu maaso
okwogera
wamu n'Omwoyo Mutukuvu
bwe
yali ng'ali ku nsi kuno. Kitwagala okulaba kitaffe n'Omwoyo Mutukuvu abali mu Kristo Yesu aboogera naffe ku nsi. Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo.
Kyava atandika ne Bibulaniya essuula eno esooka
oyogera
okusatu ng'agamba
bw'ati
Abaebbulaniya essuula esooka n'olunyiriri olwokusatu oyo bw'ali okumasaamasa kw'ekitiibwa kye
ddayo okuva ku lusooka tutegeere bulungi.
Abaebbulaniya essuula esooka n'olunyiriri olusooka Katonda edda bwe yayogereranga mu bitundu ebingi ne mu ngeri ennyingi eri bajjajjaffe mu bannabbi. Olwokubiri
Yesu yebazibwe. Katonda edda yayogereranga mu bitundu bingi ne mu ngeri nnyingi
abwe
twawulidde engero
Zaburi
tugezezza kukuwako ebyokulabirako
ebyo
naye yayogeranga eri bajjajjaffe okuyita mu bannabbi
eddoboozi
lya Katonda liyita mu
bannabbi
ne bawandiika n'okuwandiika nga leero bwe tusoma
katweyongereyo
wulira.
Ebbulaniya essuula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma yayogerera naffe omwana gwe yassaawo okuba omusika wa byonna era gwe yatonza ebintu byonna.
Yesu yebazibwe. Mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma Mukama waffe Yesu bwe yali ayambadde omubiina alabisibwa
wano
kitaffe yali mwali mu mwana oyo ate n'Omutukuvu yali mwali ng'ayogera
singa
okwewunyisa ng'ale Kristo ate naye
ayogera
awo wajjawo obuzibu bw'amaanyi era abayudaaya ne bakaana nnyo ne Katonda
waabwe
abamu baavumanga kitaffe nga
tebamanyi
ekigambo ekyo Omwoyo Mutukuvu bwe yali
akinnyonnyola
ng'ali mutume
Paul
wakolisa ekyokubiri essuula
y'okutaana
yagamba nti Katonda kitaffe kennyini yali mu mwana ng'atabagana n'ensi
naye
nga tekibasobola kumulaba nti wuuyo kati ayogera. Yesu yebazibwe. Ka tusome Bakolinso ekyokubiri essuula y'okutaana
olunyiriri
ol'18
Bakolinso ekyokubiri essuula y'okutaano n'olunyiriri ol'18 naye byonna biva eri Katonda eyatutabaganyisa naye yekka kuba Kristo n'atuwaffe okuweereza okw'okutabaganya. Ol'19 nti Katonda ali mu Kristo ng'atabaganya ensi naye yennyini nga tababalira byonoono byabwe Eranga yatuteresa ffe ekigambo ekyokutabaganya.
Yesu yebazibwe. Katonda mwenyini kitaffe.
God himself the Father.
Yali mu Kristo Yesu.
He was in the Christ Jesus.
Nga atabaganya ensi naye kennyini
nyini. He reconciled the world to himself.
Naye nga tebasobola kuwulira.
Yet they could not hear him.
Kubulira kitaffe alina we yatuuka nga abeera ayogera mu Kristo naye nga temuwulira.
A time which the Father spoke through Christ but we could not hear him.
Ne tukaayana naye.
And we argued with him.
Katugendeko mu Yokaana sura 8.
Let's go into John 8.
Okuvira da kunyirwa satu mwebbi.
From verse 32.
Owulire ku ngeri Katonda kitaffe gyali atabagana naffe.
And hear how God the Father was reconciling with us.
Naye nga tuli okukaayana naye bubi.
But we argued so much with him.
Yokaana sura 8 n'oluyirirwa satu mwebbi.
John 8 verse 32.
Era mulitegeera amazima n'amazima era mulimanya amazima n'amazima gali bafuula baddembe.
Atubenda kulwa satu mwebbi.
Let's begin from verse 31.
Yokaana sura ya 8 satu mwebbi.
John 8 verse 31.
Awo Yesu n'agamba Abayudaaya bali abamukkiriza nti, bwe munywerera mu kigambo kyange nga muli bayigirizwa bange ddala.
Akati ekizibu kyajja.
Now the problem came.
Mukama waffe Yesu
and the Lord Jesus himself.
Yokaana 1:14.
In John 1:14.
Ye kigambo yayambala omubiri.
He is the word clothed the flesh.
N'alabisibwa gye tuli.
And appeared to us.
Akati waliwo yali muyenga agamba.
Now there was one who was in him saying.
Bwe munywerera ku kigambo kyange.
If you hold on my word.
Suppose kigambo wani.
Who the word is for who?
Oluberebere waliwo kigambo.
In the beginning was the word.
Kigambo.
And the word was with God. Now the Father himself
said,
if you all believe that my word,
sometimes
they had Jesus tell them, when you hold on my word, let me see this man. You have the word. We hold on your word. And they could not hear the Father the one
who
said, that my word I said for you, you get hold on him. Let's hear.
Yokaana esula ya 8 n'oluyirwa satu mwebbi.
John 8:32.
Era mulimanya amazima n'amazima gali bafuula baddembe.
N'abagamba mulimanya amazima.
He told them you will know the truth.
Omunywerera ku kigambo
oyo. When you hold on that word, you will be truly my disciples. And then you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. The truth he was telling them, he was the one standing before them. In John 14:6, Jesus explained saying, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Naye ekigambo yali abalemi okunywererako.
When they are told to hold on the word,
ate nga ye mazima.
He is the truth.
Ati yali abagamba.
The one was telling them.
Nga tebamutegeera.
And they understood him.
Kitaffe nga abagamba.
And the Father tells them,
munywereko ono kigambo kyange ye mazima gange.
Hold on my word, that is my truth.
Akati ye omwoyo mutuku bwe yalaba nga tebategeera bwe bagamba.
So they had not understood what they had been told.
N'atubeerera obunafu bwaffe.
He bared our weakness. As it's written in Romans
8:26,
that the Spirit bears our weakness.
He
came out quick, he told us. This is what they are telling you all. He is the Son. Even the other explaining us, we don't understand him. Let's hear.
John
8:33.
Tuli zadde lya Ibulayimu, so tetufugibwa muntu yenna. Oyogera otya gwe nti mulifuuka baddembe? Yesu n'abaddamu nti, ddala ddala mbagamba nti omuntu yenna akola ebibi ye muddu w'ekibi. Olwa 35. Omuddu tabeerera mu nnyumba mirembe na mirembe, omwana abeerera emirembe n'emirembe. 36. Kale omwana wali bafuula ab'eddembe, muli babaddembe ddala.
Omuntu kuva yavaayo n'annyonnyola.
The Holy Spirit came out explained.
Wadde nga buli kiseera tuli awo Yesu n'addamu.
Though we hear and we read that and Jesus answered.
Naye kyabanga kizibu nnyo okumanya nti kati kati kitaffe y'ayogera.
It was very hard to realize that now the Father is the one speaking.
Kati awo Yesu kennyini y'ayogera.
Now it's Jesus himself speaking.
Kati wano omwoyo omutukuvu.
And now it is the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga yavaayo n'abanyola n'abagamba.
He came explained them and told them.
Nti omwana bw'ana abafuula ab'eddembe.
When the Son sets you free.
Mujja kuba baddembe.
You will be free indeed.
Waliwo eyali ayogerera omwana.
Spoke on behalf of the Son.
But if it's the Son who was speaking, he would have told me them that me, if I set you free, you will be free indeed. But the one who spoke said, if the Son will set you free, you too will become free. And they answered him, this down here. John 8 verse 36.
Kale omwana bw'alibafuula ab'eddembe, muli babaddembe ddala. 37. Mmanyi nti muli zadde lya Ibulayimu, naye musala amagezi okunzita, kubanga ekigambo kyange tekiyabya mu mmwe.
Eyakomawo yali kitaffe.
The one who came back is the Father.
N'abagamba,
he told them,
mmanyi Ibulayimu nga muli zadde lya Ibulayimu.
I know you are offspring of Abraham.
Naye munoonya amagezi okunzita.
But you seek for a way to kill me.
For
you rejected my word hold and have a room within you. Was accusing them not to believe Jesus when he was born in the
world.
For in John 1:14, the word clothed flesh appeared to us. And the Father told them, you rejected my word. The Holy Spirit saved us will tell us he's meeting this Son right before you.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. But we could never understand. Contentions moved on like this.
John
8:38.
Kale namwe mukola bye mwawulira eri kitammwe.
Kati mugamba waffe wenyini Yesu.
Now Jesus himself came back.
Nagamba nze njogera bye nalaba eri
kitammwe.
Wano nayogerera ddala ng'omwana
kennyini. Spoke as the Son himself.
Kati ekizibu kyali awo mubawulira.
The problem was on the ones who are hearers.
Ne batuuka n'ogamba kati alabika aliko emizimu ogumu we guvaako mwana
ne bwogera. To say perhaps there's demons on him after one speaks another takes over.
Naye nga tebasobola wulira nti waliwo kitaffe.
They could not hear there is the Father,
waliwo omwana,
there is the Son,
era waliwo omwoyo,
and there is the Holy Spirit.
Wabula batuuka ne bagamba ye.
The time the vision say,
musajja yefuula mu yefuulira mulinga.
Bandi keeps changing.
Luli obedde ayogera bwati.
He's been speaking in this type of speech.
Yasose tugamba.
He first told us.
Mutuganya ekigambo.
We rejected his word.
Kati najja.
Now he has come.
N'atugamba omwana anatufuluwe.
He said the Son will set you free.
Kati omwana n'ekigambo beba.
Now the Son and the word, who are them?
Kati ate wuna akomyewo.
Now he has come back.
Nze njogera bye nawulira
ne kitaffe. I speak what I heard from my Father.
Munnange okugabana kwenjogera kwali wakati awo.
The sharing of the speech was involved in the ministry.
The Father
is basically from heaven sends his voice.
Omwe mtukufu naye asindikedde.
The Holy Spirit sends his voice.
Ate ne Kristo naye wali alina okwogera.
Even Christ when he wants to speak out.
Yokana sura ya 8 n'oluyiri lwa 39.
John 8:39.
Ne baddamu ne bamugamba nti Ibulayimu ye kitaffe. Yesu n'abagamba nti singa mubadde baana ba Ibulayimu, mwandikoze ebikolwa bya Ibulayimu. Olw'40. Naye kaakano musala amagezi okunzita, omuntu ababulidde ebyamazima.
Kaakati omuntu ku yajja n'agamba.
Now the Holy Spirit came and said,
nze mba nyogola byamazima.
I'm explaining things of truth.
Bye mbagamba byono mazima
eridde wano. What I tell you therefore this truth standing here.
Yukira mukama wa Yesu ke mazima.
Remember the Lord Jesus is the truth.
Bobura mu namazima
is the way, the truth and the life.
Ati waliwo amunyonyola mu ng'agamba.
He's not explaining him saying.
Babuli de bintu bya mazima.
I'm told the things of the truth.
Nanyini byo uya wa yimi de maso ga.
Owns them is standing before you.
Oyo ye mwana gwe dabagambye.
The Son I told you of.
Anabafuna bedde.
He will set you free.
Yokane sura ya 8 olinyirwana.
John 8 verse 40.
Naye kaakano musala amagezi okunzita, omuntu ababulidde ebyamazima bye nawulira eri Katonda.
Ono agamba naye yabiwulira eri ani?
Katonda.
Bye nawulira eri kitange.
He did say what I heard from my Father.
Hati teyamugamba kooli mwana.
For he has never told the Holy Spirit to your mind.
Yabigamba omwoyo omutukuvu ebi?
Did he speak such the Holy Spirit?
Aliyo ayibu yayogera yagamba.
Now when he spoke, he said,
nabulidde ebyamazima Yesu.
I've told you things of the truth, Jesus. Speaks of him is the truth, is the Son. The problems in front of the meat is there. To hear who is speaking and to prove this thing troubled the world. They reached the time, began to change this Bible. Reaching to prove one is the one speaking and things failed.
There
are Bibles that are trying at least to show this one person in it speaking. The one who says, instead of saying you have refused to hear my word,
now they say
that you have refused to hear my saying. They remove the word.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
That too failed, it ends up not connected well.
John 8 verse 40. Ibrahimu teyakola bwatyo anamulumu. Mwe mukola emirimu gya kitammwe ne bamugamba nti ffe tetuli baana beboolereze tulina kitaffe omu ye Katonda.
Kakati obedda gwe bagayana naye waggulu.
How long they argued with him before?
Ati bagambe nti ye kitaabwe.
Now they are claiming he is their father.
N'abantu kulanga agamba.
And he answered them saying,
Yukana mnana anamu bini.
John 8:42.
Yes, nabagamba nti singa Katonda ye kitammwe mwandi jaga denze kubanga nava eri Katonda ne njijja.
Yesu katika nyini ya yogira.
Jesus himself is speaking here.
Nabaga singa Katonda ye kitammwe.
He told them, if Jesus, if God is your father,
jaga de,
you would have loved me.
Zendo nava jali nenzi.
For me, I came from him and I came.
Yana,
he said this man.
You
came from with God when?
Don't
father. Maybe your mother is a prostitute. We don't know of that.
Don't
know even where your mother got the pregnancy for you.
That
you came from the father. And the one they spoke with, they know even of him. They don't know he's the one who put blessed heavens and earth. Even up to today, there are many people who never spread the word and the voice which comes from the mouth of God. There are people who and they explain us the Trinity of God. And they say, now God is the one who appears like you. And yes, is what which from his mouth which speaks.
At no mukamwe.
And this breath. They don't expect the word. The Lord Jesus.
It
can be independent.
They
speak the spirit of God. It's the breath of the mouth of God. That breath. I was asking them a question. This in Matthew 3. 15 to 17. Is one they baptized on the
water?
What is baptized in the water? There is another up speaking. There is the one coming in the ministry there. One was breath that he made turned into a dove and all of things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now they left the much drama there. Speaking from up, and one was baptized. The one who was coming in the ministry was
moved,
and he came in the dove. And they cannot separate the other. Because
yes,
now like you see
yourself,
we are created in his image. Now the body you are there. Even the word you speak, or your mouth you speak, you speak, even the breath you breathe, and that is how God is.
What
to be the child God got from heaven? And spirit, as they say.
Maybe
in his words, he came close to flesh. Maybe they left the throne to who?
So ebintu obibeera okubantu.
Now those things happen on people.
Ebamanyi nti Katonda kitaffe asobola okweyagula nabe.
Don't know God the Father can be independently himself.
Nekigambo kyenga wekiri.
Even is what is independent.
N'omwoyo wenga wali.
His Holy Spirit is independent.
Wabula bino osobola bitegeera mu kike.
You can understand all this in the key. Wabula
yarabistandi esobola okuwa engeri gye basobola okubeera.
Of the lampstand can give you how they can exist.
Omunga yatandika ne munnega. Yomu wali arabisibwa.
Begun with another and each one appears.
Kyokka ne sura ya munana. Olinyirwana mu bi
John 8:42.
Sasa ajja kulwaga enzekka na yoyo ye yantuma. Ana musatu. Kiki ekibalobedde okutegeera enjogera yange? Kubanga temuyinza kulira kigambo kyange.
Kati kitaffe kennyini yajja n'abagamba.
The Father himself came told them.
Temutegeera njogera yange.
Do not understand my speech.
Kubanga ekigambo kyange tekyeyabya gye muli.
Because my word has no room within you.
Kati ekyali wano enjogera ya Katonda yatutawaanya.
The speech of God troubled them here.
Kitaffe bwe yayogerangamu.
When the Father spoke.
N'omwe mutukuvu n'ayogera.
Even the Holy Spirit spoke.
N'omwana kennyini n'ayogera.
Even the Son too spoke.
Yokana sura ya munana olinyirwana mu nnyana.
John 8:44.
Mwe muli ba kitammwe Setaani era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitammwe.
Owulidde ate kitaffe bw'amala okukuwayo tuli wa kitaawe ya Setaani.
Gives you up that your father is the devil.
Ate abaani yo baagenda okuzaala.
Now who is going to give birth to you then?
Yokana sura ya munana n'olinyirwana mu nnyana.
John 8:44.
Oyo okuva ku lubereberye ye Musi. Sote yanyuelila mwazima.
Kwa namba.
He says.
Tafu ya nyula wantu ba.
The Father explained to these people.
Nti muliba ita mwesitani.
You are of your father the devil.
Kwa ukuma kumiri mili ye musi.
He from the beginning is the murderer.
Era ya gama ukunyuelila mwazima.
He refused to hold unto the truth.
Tigeza ya gama ukunyuelila mwazima.
He refused to hold unto Christ Jesus.
Omuzabibu wadara.
The true vine.
Namu yokana 15.
Like in John 15.
Wanga ukunyuelila mwazima.
For to hold him in truth.
Ukunyuelila mwazima. Yes.
Hold the Christ Jesus.
Mzabibu wadara.
The true vine.
Nafu ya kudina kubwa matabi.
We too meant to be branches.
Katika tundaba haza mandi. Sitandi yanyuelila mwazima.
And they said they were never held in truth.
Yadano kilizo kubwela mwazima.
He refused to accept being Christ.
Aliyokabe leta mwye.
Then will be a branch within him.
Yaga atiti yanyuelila mwazima. Hinjo gambo bati ya ganyo ila mwazima.
If they were held in truth you question how.
Yokana sura ya munana olinyirwana mu nnyana.
John 8:44.
Bw'ayogera obulimba ayogera ebifa mu bibye. Kubanga ye mulimba era kitaawe w'obulimba. Ana mutaano. Naye kubanga njogera amazima temunzikiriza. Ana mukaaga. Ani kumwe anumiriza ekibi?
Omuntu kuvuna akomawo.
And the Holy Spirit came back.
Ani anumiriza ekibi?
Who of you convicts me of sin?
Jukira yeye mukuru mukuru bilize
nsi ya jini. Remember, he's the chief in convicting the world of sin.
Mubosu memu yokana kumina mukaga tano.
Read John 16 from verse 5.
Paka orwe kumi.
And to 10.
Oyo yeo mtu kubadja.
When the Holy Spirit comes.
Aru bilize nsi ya jini.
He convicts the world of sin.
Mubutoki mbunomu sana.
Righteousness and judgment.
Yokane sule yomu nana. Nauri jirwana mukaga.
John 8 verse 46.
Ani kumwe anumilize chivi. Bwe njogera amazima kiki ekibalobedde okunzikiriza? Olwana mu musanvu owa Katonda awulira ebigambo bya Katonda
n'abagamba.
He told them
omuntu nga wa Katonda.
The person and they are of God.
Omanyi omwe mutukuvu ya kunyonnyolera.
Not the Holy Spirit explains.
Owa Katonda awulira ebigambo bya Katonda.
The one of God hears the words of God.
Owa Katonda asobola okuwulira eddoboozi lya Katonda.
The one of God can hear the voice of God.
Yokana munana ana musanvu.
John 8:47.
Nti owa Katonda awulira ebigambo bya Katonda mwe kye muba mulema okuwulira kubanga temuli ba Katonda.
Abagamba banemwe temuli baana ba Katonda.
You are not children of God.
Kubanga ye omuntu ku yali yalabye Katonda kitaffe obedda annyonnyola.
For the Holy Spirit only saw God the Father explaining.
Abagamba nywere mu kigambo kyange.
He told them hold on my word.
Ne bagaana.
And they refused that.
Olaba obedda ali wano agaana nammwe nga temumuwulira.
One who was argued with you never heard of him.
Baba waddeyo n'adda kati obedde muli baana ba Setaani.
Given you up already now you're children of the devil.
N'agamba kano owa Katonda ateekeddwa okubanga awulira ebigambo bya Katonda.
The one of God must be able to hear the word. It's what is in John 10. That the sheep of God can hear and listen to his voice.
John
8:48.
Tetwogera bulungi ffe nti gwe oli Musamaliya
Akati,
now, when they saw him
was
speaking a speech of three types, they said, "You are not alone. On your head there is something else on it."
What
they asked of this, they are speaking to the Holy Spirit. In that time, is the one who spoke to them.
And
he said, "Anyone who can convict me of sin among you?"
John 8, verse 49.
Yes,
Nadamonti, Siriko Daimoni. Na yenze nzisamo ekitiibwa kitange.
Yesu n'agamba omuntu kuvaako.
Jesus told the Holy Spirit, first get aside.
Akuvumye ebinyiiza.
Abuse two things which anger. Let me come and also speak.
And I say,
I don't have a demon, colleagues.
Here
I speak what came from my Father.
John 8:49. Namwe temuzisamo kitiibwa. Olwatano. Na yeze sino ya chitimwa change. Wali anonya era asala omusango.
Yabagamba.
He told them.
Sino ya chitimwa change.
I'm not seeking my own glory.
Na ya anonya chitimwa change. Wano
wengini. It is right here.
Omanyo kubanga mukamafu Yesu wa imidi the word ya
wa. What to be that the Lord Jesus was right there.
Na yabagamba sino ya chitimwa change.
He told them I'm not seeking my own glory.
Na yu omekta wali chitafu mwenyini wali wano.
Father himself is right here.
Anonya chitimwa
change. He was seeking that glory. They began to look around. Where is he?
Yes, he was
praised Jesus. Looked around. Where is that one?
Bagambi wali.
I've said he's around.
You can see him on another.
John 8, verse 51.
Dera dera bagambati. Omuti wa kuata echigambo changi.
Akati baba akamwogera
ko. As they had just spoken about him.
Wali ampeje na tandika.
And he began to speak.
Ngali mu Kristo
as he was in Christ himself.
Bagamba.
I tell you that.
Omuti wa kuata echigambo changi.
If the person holds my words.
Jukira na echigambo echitafu.
Remember the one who owns the word is the Father himself.
Katuulire.
Let's hear.
Yukana munana atano wemu.
John 8:51.
Dera dera bagamba ati omuti wa kuata echigambo changi. Tali daba kufa emirembe n'emirembe. Atano mubiri. Abayudaaya ne bamugamba nti kaka nutegedde ng'oliko dayimoni.
Kakati nune kitafu naye ne bamugamba.
Even the father today told him he has a demon.
Bamugamba oliko omuzibu.
They told him you have a demon over you.
Kubanga baiti basobola wulira Katonda kitafu ng'ali mu mwana.
He has got the father speaking through the son.
Ng'ayogera.
And he's speaking.
Nga tebawulira omwoyo omutukuvu.
Now they don't hear the Holy Spirit.
Era nga tebawulira newankubadde ye kenyini Kristo.
Never even hear Christ himself speak.
Ate kitafu abaye akabagamba.
After the father had told them.
Omunamira ku kigambo kyange.
Give your heart unto my word.
Jukira kigambo kye yali ayamba rumbi n'alabisibaje
tuli. His word is one who calls flesh and appear to us.
N'abagamba munabera balamu.
He told them you will live.
Omunamira
if you hold on my word,
when
he told him,
Kitufu.
It is now confirmed.
Kati orinomuz. Kitufu
orinomuz. It is confirmed. You have a demon.
Urapo yokere mirundi esa.
If you speak three times,
Yukana esula eyomunana nuri yirwata na mubi.
John 8:52.
Ibrahimu yafa neba nabi. Na wogama anti omuntu bwakwata ekigambo kyange talirega kufa emirembe n'emirembe. Gwe mukulu okukira jajjaffe Ibrahimu yafa.
Akati bali Katonda nga bamugamba.
Now do you tell God?
Ibrahimu yafa.
Abraham died was our forefather.
Gwe tugamba tukwate ekigambo kyo
Yesu. We hold your word that Jesus.
Tendo bayite bamumanyi.
And they did even know of him.
They
just spoke over him what he never understood.
Asked
him, are you older and greater than our forefather Abraham? They are telling this to the father. The word of the Lord Jesus. Answered them a word which confused and messed them up. He spoke this.
John 8:53.
Never
nabi abafa weitani ruata no mwenya
54.
Yes, not the monti. When they gurumiza ze ka, of gurumira kuangu, kuwa kuwa usa. Angurumiza, ye chitangi. Mugumogera konti, ye katonda wa mwe. Sete mumutegira anga.
Atebadi wategira katonda
wa mwe. Never understood God at all.
Yariwa utafunga, ugira.
Father was there speaking, they never knew his speech.
Yukana munana atano mutano.
John 8:55.
Sete mumutegira anga. Na yeze mumanyi. Bwena gamba nti simumanyi. Nafana nanga mwe. Mulimba ne mumanyi.
Ngia gamba nti mumulimba limba na yeze itange mumanyi.
Na yes, but me, I know the Father.
Era nkwata ekigambo kye
ha moyo mutukuvu na yanukula
the Holy Spirit answer
ngamba nze ekigambo kya Katonda mukwata bintu tambula
bwana of God I hold him we move together
era bwe yajja muzingo gwe kitabo nze namuleta
and he came in the scroll I still brought him
ha Yokane sura ya 8 olunyirwa 5 mukaga
John 8:56
Ibrahimu jeje mu yasanyuka okulaba olunaku lwange
nalwa onewa bebizibu
the problems came from here.
This
one is not yet 50 years.
Chukamu Ibrahim yaraba Yesu.
Yet he says that Abraham rejoiced to see his day when he was coming.
Yukane sura ya 8 olunyirwa 5 mukaga.
John 8:56.
Ibrahimu jeje mwe yasanyuka okulaba olunaku lwange n'alulaba n'asanyuka. 5:7. Abayudaaya ne bamugamba nti tonaba kuweza myaka 50. Naye Ibrahimu wamulaba.
Abayudaaya baamugamba.
The Jews told him,
"Tonaweza myaka 50.
You've not yet made the 50 years.
Kati Yesu wa Ibrahimu wa musanga
wa. Where did you find Abraham?
Abagamba bwali.
And he told them this.
Yokane sura ya 8 olunyirwa 5 munana.
John 8:58.
Yesu nabagamba nti, "Daladala mbagamba nti Ibrahimu ngatandaba kuzaalibwa, nze nga wendi."
Awo obuzibu bwava wa.
The problems came from here.
Nze naliwo nga Ibrahimu tandaba kubaawo.
Before Abraham was born, I was around.
Kale baamutunuulira nga tebamumalira
ddala.
Ekizibu ekiriwo kiri bwe
kiti. The problem which is this.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Bwe yali nga tandaba kujja mu mubiri gwe.
Before he came in this flesh.
Yalingayo nga ye kigambo.
He was always there as the Word.
Era yalabikiranga bannabbi bonna.
And he appeared to all the prophets.
Bwe buli w'osoma nti ekigambo kya Mukama ne kiyingira.
Everywhere you read the Old Testament, the Word of God appeared to me.
Omanyirawo yalinga Kristo
kennyini. You know it was Jesus who appeared.
Ovulaba yajjiranga ne Ibrahim.
That's why he even came to Abraham. In Genesis 15, the word of the Lord came to Abraham.
Ibrahim nagamba, "Ai mukama wange."
Abraham said, "Oh my Lord."
Adera.
And still, in the Genesis,
Ibrahim basinkana noya aitwa Melchizedek.
Abraham met the priest Melchizedek.
That's
the Lord Jesus himself. That day he came without genealogy, no beginning, no end.
Had
no mother, neither father.
He
didn't know where he was born or where he went.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So,
because of that, brethren,
that's
why I've told you,
taking
off seal from the word of God, deeper wisdom and understanding.
So to acquire those seals is certain.
Now, so far handled three seals.
Seal your moyo wa mukama.
The seal of the Spirit of the Lord.
Iri soria mukama.
The eye of God.
Mutwata gereden teri katonda mulala.
Where we understood there's no any other God.
Kujia kwa chitafi umana no moyo mutuku.
Except the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Ate wali wajia
hui. And there's no one getting their glory.
To
become God just as they are.
But we are
children of God.
So they prove it. And
we've never been lords.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We saw so in
the first seal that himself is the beginning. And he is the end.
He
is the Father.
And he
is what the Lord Jesus. Together with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Then we saw seal of the Spirit of Wisdom. Where God commands us to diligently hearken to his voice.
He said
that wisdom brings out its voice.
And
he tells us his sheep.
They
hear his voice.
And they
understand his speech.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus
Amen.
So much.
Then
the seal of the Spirit of understanding is what we've been seeing. And
they
give us the principle or the rhythm of the word of God. Where it comes command by command. Command by command. To bring the understanding. 2 to 4 commands. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. to bring 2 to 4 scriptures.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus.
No kunda waguru
and above.
One of them
here a little, there a little.
And
bring from the Old Testament and the New Testament. Bring from the different chapters
of
the different books of the Bible. Bring the understanding and the mindset of God. Bring the real revelation of God.
Here
is where you had examples of the voice of God, and we've been connecting them. The day of tomorrow,
we are
going to feed the remaining 4 seals to finish them, for they are not hard. Remain to see the seal of spirit of counsel, the eye of counsel. That
have
and holds all scriptures, counting seasons and times. In him are all the measurements, all the prophecies.
He's
the one who knows them and knows when they will happen, which are one which have come to pass and which have not yet. Let me give you an example on the spirit of
counsel.
You may read in the Bible, and you read and you hear, seek God as he can be found.
That
picture, did it come to pass or it's not yet come to pass? For we know it's in the Old Testament. But according to the counsel, that God already appeared on the world without any compromise. 1 Timothy
3:16,
without compromise, the mystery of godliness is this: God appeared on the world. You can read that scripture,
seek
God as he can be found.
He
will come and walk on this world.
He
appeared, came in his own territories. According to John 1:14, he was in his own territory. Those in his own never believed and know him. According to the spirit of counsel,
see
God as he can be found. It already happened.
You
have to think, when did he appear? How did he come?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
the scripture working there, what he says, coming back the second time, the second time, in the space, that's what we are waiting for now. See him as he can be found. He already appeared. Which will tell us, is not leading us as
open.
Let me leave you the Holy Spirit.
It will
remain appearing to you. Seeking God in the rock castles. They get the scripture. Lord, you say,
this
thing can be found.
But
no, God already appeared. Is it not God who came on the world?
And
he was walking on the world in
your
clothed flesh.
And
we saw him as a son. Scriptures, and we don't know of their castles.
There
are seasons we don't know of them. The seals I tell you which are on the word of God.
When
someone reads it, they don't understand. They fail to connect the words.
Now,
we cannot read Psalms 2, verses 1 to 5. The kings of the world and the rulers conspired words of the Lord and his
master.
It's still not yet happened.
Never.
That was that long time. John 19, and he sat to kill the son.
That is
the spirit we talk of counsel and his scriptures.
How
we can separate their seasons and their timings.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We shall see of him tomorrow. The seal of the spirit of power.
He
is the one who kills the plans of the crafty. All things you hear in the spirit of power, they are in that seal.
It is
Job 5:12.
He
gives the plans of the crafty. Never allows them to fulfill their schemes.
And
it makes their schemes capture them themselves.
To
come make schemes in the pipe of God. You do it will await for you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When you just submit our knowledge,
you may read it for other things you don't apply on you. It applied to you if you act crafty. Scripture like Jeremiah 1:10 put you to uproot.
No, tear
down whatever you never built.
If you build one, swarm where you are, man.
Those are under spirit of power. Understand these words as they are. You can read it in the spirit where it falls. It comes to pass. Don't know how we understand them. Just hit yourself and you claim you are in the spirit of power. It's what you read, this is the spirit of counsel. Someone can read a word. For example, read Isaiah 1:18. Come and reason to God.
And
he said,
it
is written
Isaiah 1:18.
Prove your God.
The scripture
you speak is the spirit of counsel.
Wrote
it in the spirit of power. Praise Jesus. Failed because of those issues.
So what you
those which have since fallen in the spirit of power. For we told you, the word of God is purified 7 times. It was passed through the 7 spirits.
Appear
very perfected well.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So we just
now we shall reach to see the seal of spirit of knowledge.
This is
the eye of knowledge. Is eternal life knowing the one true God. The Christ Jesus he sent. When you get back, you serve who serves God. And the one who never serves him. The righteous and the unrighteous. Here you reached into knowledge. You began to separate. Those two are there. When you'll get back, to me, I'll also turn back to you in the knowledge of separation. Seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness. The rest I add them to you. Walk under spirit of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the spirit of fear of God. The fear of God is to hate evil.
Preachers
move in the spirit of fear of God. The fear of God is the hating evil. The fear of God is to get many from evil. God is the consuming fire. All those are under spirit of fear of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's how we see
the remaining seals. They will be easy for their help on by the 3 major ones. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.